shit. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Die Party Omen, a Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition role-playing fiesta right here on Twitch. I'm surrounded by sweet motherfuckers. Motherfucker number one is none other than the Sheepdog Gaming. That's where you say hello.
Oh, and we were going straight into the... players. Oh, hey, guys, I'm Sheepdog Gaming.
Motherfucker number two is none other than the Floof himself, who has a new character this week.
I do, indeed. Hello, everyone. I am Floof Knight. I would play... I rolled up my new character last week, and I'm ready. I'm excited to see how my attributes roll out. Excited.
And the last motherfucker from the player motherfuckers is none other than Mr. Brian Dizzle playing Gags.
So ready for tonight. Let's do this.
And the man who needs no introduction, but we have to introduce him anyway, GM, the motherfucker of all the motherfuckers, Mr. Graham Complete. What up, sir? How are you doing?
I dressed up for you. I'm wearing an orange.
Oh, that's what that is. I thought that was just like another clown nose. You have a surprisingly high number of clown noses. Compared to the average number of clown noses owned by people, which is generally none.
Yeah, zero?
Yeah.
Oh, I have like 10 in a box. Is that weird?
I have a suitcase. It's like, not only are the noses felt, they're in felt also.
So
I mean, I have three, but they're actual clown noses, like fucking noses that
like
I've removed.
Like you're a hunter.
From clowns.
I'm gonna have to just cut all you off, because last week we had... the literal first death of the party, Mr. Oh, fuck, what was his name? I've already forgotten.
Pudmi?
No, it was Pudmi. Pood Miley died in the service of protecting his friends, and since then we have become extremely voluptuous with gold, weighed down by our heavy pockets. But
yeah, so you felt the weight on your shoulder, but it was gold, not the death of your friend.
Yeah, that's right. So Mr. Floof Knight has gone ahead and created a character, but he's left the funnest part for last, which is rolling his attributes. So,
and
look, before you do anything,
before,
you do anything, why don't you go ahead and explain who your character is?
Right. Okay. So my character is Durimbor. They are a blade singing wizard, which is basically a fighter wizard. They use magic to enhance their physical abilities and then attack their targets. And so
I feel like you're eating some of my cake, you know? Like I feel like the gourmand cake is delicious and fattening, and you're just like, give me a slice of that shit right there.
Well, gourmand is a fighter who can use magic,
and you're a magic who can use fighting.
Yes. It's the,
very
the,
different.
They're two
very
of the same
different.
Side. two different coins. Right, but if anyone's ever seen me roll attributes before, prepare to be mildly disappointed.
Mildly bemused.
Average. I roll average every time.
Well, so now that you've said it, you will. One. So let's go ahead.
Watch. All right. So the first one, 15. That's actually pretty good.
That's pretty good.
10
average. Solid.
That's more like it.
15.
Okay. Interesting.
13's good.
Yeah. All okay. Right. No nines.
All right. Last one. 8.
Okay. There it is.
So.
What's your stat? What are you? What are you dumping? What are you dumping?
Probably just charisma.
Oh man, we're never gonna have the sexy wizard in the party, you know?
Nah, unfortunately not. No sexy wizard this time for you guys.
Damn.
Sorry. I'm sorry to disappoint.
So let me guess. Time. Let me guess. Strength, intelligence, are the 15s. The 13.
Dex.
Ooh, you're a fucking, yeah. You're a dex bitch. All right. So the 13s will be constitution,
yeah.
And wisdom.
Yep.
And the 10 will be strength.
Yeah.
Mostly. With 8 obviously going to everyone's favorite dump stat, charisma.
Yep. Charisma.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Well, and because I am I'm high elf, I have a bonus +2 to my dex, which will make that a 17 dex, and a +1 to my int, which will make that a 16 int.
Yeah, and since last time we had some level ups, I think everyone leveled up, right? Gags, what level are you now? Because I'm level 8, and so is Sheep Dew.
Yep, level 8.
Yeah, so we're all level 8, and that makes our new friend Drimbor, he's a 7, right?
Yes, I am level 7.
Yeah, so...
And I actually didn't just not dump shit in charisma, I actually raised my charisma up, so I have 3 bardic inspiration for all you lucky children
out there. So what did you get with your upgrade? Yeah, your character upgrade.
That was pretty much it. And one more spell.
Yep. So
two ability points.
Yeah, so I got attribute points as well. My strength is now maxed out at 20. And I also put some into my constitution. It was wisdom. Which is now at +4. So pretty solid all around. And Sheepdew, what did you do? You had stat allocations as well, right?
Yep, I put them into dex. I now have awesome dex.
You're at 20 dex?
Yep.
Sweet.
And I'm still going to fail on a regular basis.
Yeah. The trick is you just have to roll more than once in a turn like I do when I attack, and then you feel like you're doing well.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty much how it works. I also got a new spell, but I haven't added it yet, so... Dragon. I have to. You did kill steal the dragon. That's right. I do remember that, you fucking idiot. So I'm gonna look up a spell. But Graham, some shit's happened, yeah.
Well, you guys have sacks and sacks of gold pieces.
Can we just call them booty chests full of gold pieces?
No, absolutely not. You guys recovered them from the horde of Dewey Blex, the demon god of oozes and slimes. You, with the help of your orc, I don't know, allies, I guess you'd call them.
Clansmen.
Yeah. You were able to get that gold out, and then you had to decide what to do with it. Now, in the intervening time between last game and this game, you had an audience with the Iron Wolf, Horizon Stark, and you have basically said, you know, we don't want to do this anymore. You know, we want to be free from our contract, that sort of thing. Though slightly miffed at this breaking of contract, it is not good for him politically to burn bridges with healthy and virile adventurers. And so he has said, fine, you're free from your contract. You can do what you please with your gold. But if you go back into that dungeon, you will be trespassing and you will be killed. Okay.
Okay.
Sure. So you're no longer allowed to go into that dungeon.
Oops.
Yeah, makes sense.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yep.
Interesting.
So, just not role playing, not doing any sort of timeline. What do you plan to do with that gold? Now, obviously, Drimbor is not there yet. He did not get a cut. But what do the rest of you guys do?
So, I'm curious. We have 1,100 gold.
11,000.
11,000. How much is that actually worth? Like, what is that sort of currency look like? Because we're talking like, what? A plate armor is what, 200 gold?
No, like at least like 2 grand.
Okay.
If not more than that.
So what does that look like exactly?
Everything like, what does 11,000 gold look like?
Yeah.
It's like 1,100 million loaves of bread. Does that help?
If I was to buy a house, how many bedrooms would it have for 1,100
gold? 11,000 gold?
11,000 gold, yeah.
You could build a fine house as long as it was just wood and no stone. You could build a fine house, 3 stories.
So it's not mansion level gold, but it's...
Yeah.
It's like start a new business level gold.
Yeah, it's a startup capital.
Okay, all right. Interesting. What do you guys think? So
I have in the chat that a keep, like a castle, can be a simple castle can be well into 70k, 100k.
Okay.
So we're talking like a guild house or a business or a house, something like that.
Okay. Like,
yeah,
like
I think the franchising opportunities are just ripe for the taking.
What would we franchise though?
Adventurers guilds. We do what the Iron Wolf was doing with us.
Oh, well, he was hiring from the Adventurers Guild.
Well, right, but we start our own stable.
Right? Interesting. Is there, Graham, what sort of money is in that? Because you said it was like a prestige thing, right? It was like, you know, stars or like, you know, gladiators, the
so
sort of thing,
because
right?
Because the king is the king, all of the dungeons belong to him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really something that there's no like competition.
It's not like War Dogs where we're like bidding on contracts or something like
no,
that.
No, and however, outside, you know, out there in the Badlands, you know, out there where the king doesn't really know what's going on, there's sort of a black market, shady dungeon bidding business.
Okay.
Where people do bid on jobs and send, you know, swarthy, rough and tumble adventurers down there, and they typically end up getting killed by other rival adventuring parties. Mm-hmm. But you guys were working in a very official capacity. Mm-hmm. Nobody would dare cross the king in that respect.
Okay. So essentially we have a chance to make a lot more money by going out on our own than what we would have by...
Well, it depends. It depends really on what magic items are down there and what they're worth. It's really kind of like Storage Wars. You don't know what's in there until you buy it.
Is that awesome. What we're doing right now? Is that
Storage Wars? I mean,
is that the game? Did you just make Storage Wars for dungeons?
It's just what I thought of.
I mean,
that's an apt analogy.
You're not wrong. Yeah,
imagine there in the black market, you've got all these gang leaders and thieves guilds, and they're bidding on these like paltry dungeons, like little keeps and readouts and stuff like that, like stuff that, you know, they bid like in the hundreds of gold, and then they may not find anything. So it's a lot of times it's a losing proposition.
Mm-hmm.
But when you hit big, you usually hit really big.
I mean, that sounds interesting.
That does sound pretty interesting.
There's got to be a way to really monetize that. Like, we could make our own version of Storage Wars. Like, but, you know, there's no television, right? But, you know, we could create, like, a circular, like, you know.
And how does the promotion of adventurers happen? Because you said that there was, like, people that show up to watch us go in, right? So yeah.
You have fans.
So how does that work? How do they get notified of new ongoing ons and stuff like that?
Well, it's usually news gets around fast whenever something like that. That's a big deal, especially when a new dungeon's discovered within like the king's sphere of influence. Word carries fast, and people want to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Because either there's a gruesome death to see, or there is some mighty adventurers to see. One or the other, whoever wins, they win. It's entertaining. You know, if they go into the dungeon and then a bloody corpse flies out, then that's an exciting thing to see.
Okay.
But they really, I mean, it's really all about the magic items at the end of the day. It's really all about the magic so that the king can power his wizards and he can make control. Because if somebody was more magical than his wizards, then they could, you know, arrest control from the kingdom.
So how would we...
Items so he can power his wizards so that they can maintain this sort of Cold War control, this influence over everyone else.
Okay.
So is there some way that we would maybe, would it be through this black market maybe that we would hear about undiscovered dungeons or possible, like, you know, stories of an amazing magical item or something like that, you know, that might be like,
yeah, you could. You
know, have you heard about this fucking sword and like nobody knows where it is?
It would be in the same way that there is always like you can go to Las Vegas and gamble for you know, legally.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just go somewhere shady and gamble, same sort of deal. So I'm sure that Gags especially, or Grant, could go and do some investigating and find out where the shady stuff's going down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Black market.
That's what I'm thinking, you know. I think we start trying to pick up our own leads on unexplored dungeons that are, for right now, outside of the king's sphere of influence, because we don't want to piss him off just yet.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. I'm so, yeah, okay.
So through the, you know, back channels that, that Grant or Gags could tap into, you know, listen for rumors about, you know, unexplored dungeons that, you know, might be worth checking out, or some sort of artifacts that have been undiscovered for however long that would bring us a big payday.
Okay. All right. So, all right. And is there a way that we can, like, strictly speaking, can we, like, let's say we created a skew of an adventuring guild or something like that, right? Where the whole point is people come in and they go through us to buy contracts or something like that. And that's how we make money. Like, we make money by pyramid scheming these contracts, these small contracts for dungeons that come in and out and stuff like that.
Sure. Right?
Where, you know, they pay us for the... We have our sources, we reach out, we find these things, and the people that are at our guild, they sort of pay us to gain access to these things. And, you know, maybe some of the times we find the ones that we want to take and we go on them and stuff like that. Is that something that we could set up with this 11,000 gold?
That's what I'm thinking, man. That's... We make ourselves the gatekeepers of, you know, because look, you know, we've killed fucking dragons, griffins, like, we have notoriety. We could put ourselves in that position, I think.
So this, you know, I'm sort of loath to pull this card, but I'm not sure how exciting of Dungeons and Dragons that is to run a business. Like,
no,
that.
I get that. I get that, but it's more like
yeah. Exactly, dungeon insurance salesman.
It's more like it runs in the background. Like, this 11,000 thing was set up, and we would still go. Like, I'm not going to sit on my ass and just be like, "Well, done." It's going to be more like it sits in the background. It makes money. It allows us to have a. If any of us die, we can pull new PCs from this thing. And the idea being that it would just be a place that exists. And when a contract comes in that seems exciting, we take it.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and role play that out then.
Okay.
It's interesting to me. The details is probably wouldn't be where the devil is. So I would say that you guys, being not necessarily outward, you know, but the king being cold on you at this particular moment, maybe staying around the capital may not be your best, you know, within your best interests. And so kind of, as far as you can tell through your myriad skills in investigation, the place to go for what you're trying to do is a frontier city. It's the biggest city that's the furthest away from the capital.
Makes sense.
And it's called Barth. B-A-R-T-H.
Okay.
Which is a bastardized spelling of the word Earth. But in any case, that's what it was. That's why it's called that. And Barth is kind of, it's a walled city. It's got about 10,000 inhabitants. It kind of has this, sits on a hill. So it's got this kind of spiraling shape to it, where the sheriff and the council, like the acting council and stuff, they operate at the top, and going down, you get poorer as you go down as you know, a generic Dungeons and Dragons city might be.
Mm-hmm.
It takes roughly about, you know, 3.5 weeks worth of time to even get out there. And you spend a small amount of gold, you know, getting food and stuff and traveling supplies to get out there. Not even worth mentioning. But once you get there and you get settled in and you have, you know, a nice place to stay, maybe an inn or some kind of apartments, whatever you call it, what do you do? Like, what's the plan? You guys get there. You guys are there discussing the plan in character. There you are.
Is there an adventuring guild in the town?
Like a real one? Or yeah,
like an already established one. It's a frontier town, right? So maybe not, but...
Well, yeah. And now when you say adventuring, now in this particular setting, when you say adventuring, you're not talking about dungeons. You're talking about, you know, wilderness, you're doing things, you're taking contracts, like you're doing It's like help wanted posters, you know, wanted dead or alive, wanted posters, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Is there one that's already
Well, there is a bounty board. Like, there's a huge board where mercenaries and stuff go and get that kind of thing. But there's no, like, there's no sanctioned guild. No, not at all.
Okay, so here's what I'm thinking. Maybe we could, find someone in the council that wants to set up like an actual guild house, and we have a section of the guild house that's dedicated to what we want to do, you know?
Well, I mean, we could even just really just corner ourselves. This is an open market here. There's no one doing what we want to do.
Sure, I guess, but, you know, having someone on the council, you know, okaying everything we do would be very good too.
Yeah, it legitimizes it. I don't know, Grant. You're kind of skeevy. You can hang out by the bounty board.
Just listen to people.
See who's out there. Get the lay of the land. See who might be interested.
Graham, do I legitimately have a scar shaped like a penis on my head?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, it's been long enough to grow bangs.
Well, I was thinking of getting like a hood or something.
Yeah.
Or just like scarring the scar.
Oh.
It looks self-inflicted. It's not a penis, okay?
Jeez. Well,
nobody knows what I'm talking about.
that was all done off stream.
Yeah.
Over the course of this small amount of time you've been in town, the council you learn is made up of 5 humans and 1 dragonborn, and the sheriff / constable, whatever you want to call him, sits on the council.
Okay.
He is the dragonborn.
Maybe we should talk to one of them. I don't know, the dragonborn might be interested in being dragons like gold, you know?
I think Gags should talk to them.
Oh, God. Okay.
This way we can find out if they're dangerous or not.
I mean, I can talk to the council, that's fine. I'm diplomatic, I guess.
Plus, you may have seen, I'm not the best at talking to people.
I mean, you literally have a penis on your face.
Constantly tries to rub it off.
Did you draw something on me while I was asleep again?
No, it's that garlish scar you have.
So, Gags, you go to try and get an audience with the council. You make your way up to, you know, up the hill, higher elevations where the higher ups literally maintain their residences. There is about half the city is gated off from the other half, mm-hmm. And when you get to the gate to try and go in. You are stopped at the door by 2 burly women.
Hello, lovely ladies. I seek counsel with the great dragonborn.
No?
Interesting response.
This can only go one of 2 ways.
I didn't expect this.
How did I know you were going to say that? Well, maybe a little convincing is in order.
That's what they call it in some places.
Okay. Would they be okay? How about this? I would like to, charm them with my natural charisma, but I'm gonna
wiggle your eyebrows like 2 caterpillars mating.
I'm gonna do that. First of all, casting the spell by the name of Friends on these 2 lovely ladies.
Can you do it at once?
What's that?
Can you do both at once?
No, I can only do 1, so I'm going to have to kind of turn 1 against the other.
You know? Okay.
I like
and
it.
And basically it says, you know, for the duration, I have advantage on all charisma checks directed at 1 creature of my choice that isn't hostile. They're not hostile towards me, right?
I mean, they're tall women.
Oh, they are. They're at the low end of neutral.
Okay.
The low end of neutral. I'm going to use that, Graham. That's great.
When the spell ends, the creature realizes that you used magic to influence its mood and becomes hostile towards you. A creature prone to violence might attack. Another creature might seek retribution other ways at DM's discretion, depending on the nature of your interaction with it. So I'm going to cast... I'm going to cast that one on the friendlier looking of the two.
Okay. You notice that they're twins.
Oh, are they like the Simpsons twins?
Oh, the...
Yeah, I as well.
Okay, so I'm at the Fantasy DMV.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Basically, yes.
Yeah, so you cast friends on one of them, you just, you know, whichever one. Sure. So the thing about friends is that it gives you advantage on charisma, right?
Right.
So you will have to somehow force a charisma check. Now, before you do that, the one who you did not cast friends on looks at you again, and she says, "You're quite small."
Ah, yes. All the better for getting into nooks and cranny. Nooks and cranny, lady. Cranty,
exactly.
All the better for getting into nooks and panties.
Have you heard of these cranties? He said to the other one.
Do you wear Freudian slips, my lovely ladies?
Why are you wasting our time exactly?
Oh, I don't see you waste time at all.
You seem to have no papers.
Oh, papers just way down the purse, if you know what I mean. And I kind of like start jingling some gold in my pocket, you know, and looking at them like,
I see what you mean.
I keep my condoms in there.
Yes, you seem to be speaking our language.
Mm. Oh, yes.
Common.
So, I would love to shake your hands. And the one that I didn't cast friends on, I'm going to, like, palm some gold pieces, you know? Like.
Oh, okay.
And the ones that I did cast friends on...
Big slide of hand check.
Oh, okay.
I can do drop that. The coins on the ground, picks it up, hits her in the head, and says sorry, gives her the gold. Yeah.
Or maybe he does it on purpose. He like drops the gold, he bends over behind him. Ooh, sorry.
Oops.
Gnomish really like their rear ends.
14?
14, good enough. Yeah, you palm her the gold. How much did you give her?
I would say in my little tiny hand, I can probably hold like 5 gold pieces. Yeah?
Yeah.
Damn.
You palm her 5 gold pieces. She kind of like, she like goes up to very cleverly scratch her head to look at her palm. She looks over to her seemingly identical guards woman, they kind of motion you over to a side where they have a small auxiliary entrance, which is specifically gnome-sized, or so it seems.
Okay.
You sneak and look the other way, it would seem. They're not saying this, obviously. This is all in subtext. And
sure. And the one that I cast friends on, I'm going to like reach out for her hand as well. There'll be no gold in my hand, but I give her a big old smooch and wink at her and kind of do like a...
Okay.
And then go through the door.
Did that man just hit on me?
By the time you get through into the upper district and away from the... two women, when your friend's spell casts off or wears off, you can tell when that happens. You're not there to see what happens to the woman once your friend wears off. But in any case, it has. And you know this.
Yeah.
You up into the more rich district, you see people who openly wear coin purses. There are people wearing flamboyant outfits, hats with feathers, you know, lords and ladies of various guild houses, estates, and businesses. You eventually make your way to the county office, more or less like the DMV, to seek counsel with the council.
Gags is loving this shit. He's like, "I'm among my people." He's like flaunting, you know, just...
You eventually make it to the county office. You see that there's a line of people that kind of extends out into the thoroughfare.
I walk right past them.
Yeah.
giving each person everybody. 5 gold pieces.
Yeah. So wait, so you said there's a line to get into the building I'm heading to towards?
Yes.
Okay, I'll hop at the back of it and kind of like tug the pant leg of the person in front of me. Who's standing in front of me?
An older gentleman.
Right.
I've been here since I was 15 years old.
What's
still waiting on my birth certificate.
What's the deal with the line here? What are we all waiting for?
Still waiting on my birth certificate. I like it. The line moves back an inch. It's like, oops, someone just had another baby.
No, yeah, but you can see, you can kind of look ahead, you kind of like look to the side of the guy, and the line kind of extends for quite a ways, at least 30 people in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And the older gentleman kind of turns around.
Down here, pal!
Oh, okay. Yes?
What's the deal with the line? What are we all waiting for here?
Seeking audience. Trying to get some, I, for one, have a stolen sheep I have to, see about reparations for.
You can't deal with that yourself? You need other people to fight your battles for you? What are you, a bitch?
as a matter of fact, as you can see, I'm an older gentleman.
Well, a gentleman maybe, but certainly not a man. Are you sure you don't want to take care of that yourself?
Are you going to talk every
small gnome?
I'm trying to, like, just convince everybody to get out of line.
No, he turns around and he kicks you lightly in the ribs.
Well, fuck this. Okay, so I am going to cast...
Gust of Wind.
No. I'm pretty sure... Yep, there it is. I'm going to cast Invisibility on myself.
Okay.
And go to the front of the line.
Okay. I mean, you could just walk under everyone's legs and just be there.
Well,
do you still comically say excuse me and pardon me?
Oh no, this is stealth as shit.
Hot shit coming rank. Through.
I start singing like the stealth song and everything.
What do you make a stealth?
Bitch, don't steal my song.
Make a stealth check with advantage.
Sweet.
Even when he's invisible, he still has to roll.
That's right. This is some hardcore D&D shit, man.
Hardcore D&D shit, man.
18.
Nice.
Okay. So you do, just by sheer happenstance, manage to bump into somebody, and they kind of like look up like it's raining. And, you know, nobody seems to, you know.
God, I like the idea that we get to the front of the line and there's some old lady, she's like, finally, it's my turn. And it's like, okay. And then you just walk forward like she never noticed that you were there to begin with, you know. Like.
So, who's in the front of the line?
Well, the line leads directly into the council's chamber. And it's literally walking in to talk to the council.
Okay, sweet.
So the door is shut. There are 3 guards in the kind of foyer. They're armed and armored. There is a city flag. It's got 3 suns in like sequence down the front. And those people, those guards are wearing tabards over plate mail armor with that symbol on it. And they're wearing helm, carrying pole armor. So these are proper guards. The door shut. The building is extremely well made, extremely expensive, very hard wood, all meticulously oiled and maintained. And then the door swings open. Nobody comes out, but the guard who's right next to the door says, "Next!" And the older woman who is in front of the line hobbles through.
Well, no. Before that, so as soon as the door swings open, what I want to do is, still invisible at this point, I'm going to rush into the chamber, closing the door behind myself. So it's almost like, they're like, is that a fucking gust of wind? And then in a glorious display, at the same time as I become uninvisible, or visible, I guess.
Throw a fistful of glitter in the air.
I'm going to cast my cantrip of dancing lights. So like I burst into existence with like flames all around me, and I'm like,
hello! burning the council chambers to the ground, killing everyone in the room.
That's fine. At that point, well, that's pretty, at that point, we diagonal wipe over to Durimbor, who just happens to also be in the city. Where are you? What are you doing? What do you look like? All that jazz.
So Durimbor is an elf male, right? And so he's just kind of striding through the city. He has a very arrogant air about him, even if he is...
Oh, fucking perfect. Really,
yeah, he's not humbly dressed, but practically dressed. Unlike all these other people are very gaudy, you know, they're very fluffed up.
My dress only cost 2,000 gold pieces, not this 15,000 that people walking around with these days.
Like the guy in the $3,000 plate armor is going to wait in line to talk to the council. Come on.
Are you in the upper crust?
Yeah, I'm in the upper crust, just walking around. Durimbor is known at these parts as he's like a high-end bodyguard, is the best way to put him. Or that's his cover that he used.
He's a high-end bodyguard, you say?
Yeah. So he's more for practicality. But again, all these fancy people, they don't want a Grant standing next to them.
They don't want a Gormung standing next to them, you know? Like,
well, maybe if they dressed you up a little bit. But I'm specifically targeting Grant because of his stained pants.
Oh, and the penis on his forehead.
So let me make a proposal, and you tell me whether you like this or not.
Hmm.
You are standing there. Your job is to accompany the sheriff, Dragonborn himself, while he's at the council chamber. You are there doing your duty, standing guard next to the council table. When all of a sudden, a sparkly gnome appears.
Right. So
surprise, bitches.
He's standing there, you know, cross-armed, and just little gnome's like, poof! Like,
oh. Yes,
the sheriff, whom you're tasked with being his bodyguard, is getting on in years, and so, you know, his loved ones and you know, lesser guards, they pay you to, you know, he is under the impression that you're some kind of attendant, but you're really his bodyguard.
Yeah. Okay. So the gnome just pops out of distance, and just kind of like, uncross my arms, rest my hands on my hilts. Well, this will be interesting.
All right, Dags, what do you do? Council's there. So the council is... The average age of the council is about 65.
God, how are their hearts after my dramatic entrance?
Jubilant.
Are they swooning or clutching their chests?
Sheer, no.
Beautiful.
So we're talking, if you're just like kind of going one at a time, decrepitly old, middle-aged, decrepitly old,
dragon. 13 years of age, decrepitly old, decrepitly.
What a lively group of people!
And the central one, there are five humans in the dragonborn, so the dragonborn takes up a lot of the counter space, but the other five are human.
What color is the dragonborn?
Blue.
Ooh.
And the elderly woman, who is kind of the head of the council, sort of like the leader, sort of like the discussion, you know, beginner, so to speak, apparently. She looks down at you and gives you the universal symbol for distrust, which is to look down her glasses at you.
Oh, I've seen that look before, ma'am. No need to distrust me.
You don't look like Ethel Greenblatt.
Oh, that lovely old lady. What a sweetheart. Ethel looked me in the eyes and said, "You look like a young man who's on a mission and has a purpose." And I said, "Why, Ethel? You have never been more observant in your entire life. I am on a mission, and I do have a purpose." I said, "Thank you very much for graciously giving me your spot in line." And she gave me a little kiss on the top of my little gnome head and said, "You go ahead, Sonny." And I said, "Thank you, Ethel. Thank you very much. You won't regret this. I'll always remember you.
because now here I am in front of one of the greatest councils in all the land, or so I've heard.
I want you to make just a general charisma check. Okay. Unless you know what, if you want to do performance, I'll give you performance.
Jeez, Graham, that sure is a lot of six you rolled.
Yeah, I know. That was the age of the
general age. Oh
God! Yeah. All right. I'll do charisma.
All right.
Oh Oof. My God.
All right. They are not impressed. But
how hard you are? Oh, sorry, guys.
In any case, the head councilwoman turns to her right to the sort of the younger, middle-aged man next to her, has a word in his ear, and he appears to pull out a new piece of parchment and looks down at you and says his name.
Quickly open the file where you write down your huge name.
I'm glad that you asked, because that's one of my favorite pieces of information to give. My name is Gagswell Wilpip Pilsner Elser Nim Bottom Tree Laps, but you can call me Gags.
The immortal.
The immortal, he says under his breath.
All right, one more time, slowly.
Okay. For all the fans in the room, Gagswell Wilpip Pilsner Elsner, Nimbottom Treelapse, hashtag the immortal.
I like a wink.
Gags, got it. Okay.
That'll do.
So, Mr. Gags, you come before the council for some reason, I imagine. You finagle, you deceive your way through to the front of the line and to see the council. What is so urgent that you have wasted some of our time with your frivolity? What do you need?
We're not getting any younger, Sonny.
Well, first of all, most people find me very very endearing, and they really do love me. I know you're not near the kingdom or anything, but I'm quite a famous adventurer. And one thing that myself and adventuring friends have noticed since arriving in the fair town of Barth is that there is no adventurer's guild here. You have but a measly bounty board that vagrants and scamps can just grab pieces of paper off and go willy-nilly out into the wilds and charge whatever they want. But what we think this town needs is regulation, good sir. Regulation by a fair and powerful group of adventurers.
Durimbor, I imagine this appeals to you in some capacity. Elsewise, make the character.
Yeah, definitely. So Durimbor is tired of watching all these stuffy old people get older and just die.
And then an even older person takes his place.
Yeah, then another old person and he dies. And I'm just like, well, I'm getting sick of watching a bunch of old people. So
this is like your 25th charge.
Yeah. So, if I may be so bold to speak up, council members.
No, you may not.
Very well.
Okay.
Well, let him speak.
Excuse me?
Why not? This seems like a pretty democratic group of people.
You do believe in freedom, don't you?
There's some murmuring amongst the council. Business permit denied. They stamp this and they give it to you, and it's just a big red X on a piece of paper. And the guard, another guard, like a city guard, shows you the auxiliary exit.
I see that the council isn't even interested in getting a cut of the profits. As I sort of start to turn away.
Very interesting. Make a...
Is that like a business role? Maybe?
No, I kind of like persuasion, actually.
Persuasion?
Or deception, if you're intending to deceive.
Wouldn't it be more performance?
Nah.
I mean, I'll do deception, because I'm not sure I actually want to give him a cut, but I don't want to get kicked out of the room either, you know? Alright. Deception.
19! A strong showing by the gnome has Graham on the back foot.
So Durimbor, you're I want you to make a perception check.
Will do. I'm good at these. 21.
An even stronger showing by our new player puts Gags into the bin where he belongs.
He's on the ropes.
So Durimbor, you've seen this castle. You're an incredibly perceptive person. You see all the way at the end of the line, opposite from you, the one of the oldest, second oldest in line, age-wise, from the council, is a decrepitly old man named Hatch, H-A-T-C-H. Mm-hmm. And you see him do this. He attempts to be subtle, but he's not particularly good at it because of his
mustache.
No, but he appears to make a note of Gags's name and his request, seems to tuck it away in a coat pocket. You know, as well as most other people who are plugged into the goings on of the council, that Hatch has ties to, you know, thieves guilds, unsavory types, that sort of thing. So that seems like something that piqued his interest. Maybe not the rest of the council. The rest of the council continues to go about their business. They're waiting for Gags to leave. But Gags, you notice this as well, okay? There's some interest in that old man down there at the end. But you are shuffled away by the guard at pole arm point.
Why are you here? So I'm taking note of Drimbor and Hatch, as well as possible allies into setting up our super sweet business, and I'm bringing that information back.
Super sweet, not a pyramid scheme business.
Totally not. It's a reverse funnel.
All right.
And I'm gonna bring that back.
Profits get funneled down to our employees, basically.
All right. So clock wipe. We fade in Gags enjoying a bowl of soup at one of the higher end
has he got a regular person spoon, because that'd be adorable.
And then another clock wipe before he comes back to Dark Gormung and Grant.
Yeah, maybe I'm like where everyone's enjoying the soup and I'm just like, you know, holding it up, sniffing it, and I just sort of like drop it back into the bowl. I'm just like,
yeah, because you guys are down there in the poor district eating the poor noodles, and he decided to have some rich noodles.
I was like, this is foul.
I'm probably trying out my wish by trying to chat up a barmaid.
Okay, yeah, why don't you make a some kind of check?
Can I cock block him? In...
do I make a charisma maybe?
Well, it depends. Who are you looking for? We got some. There's some in this particularly poor bar. There's the plump barmaid, as you may expect. There are some who appear to be like fighting ladies, like wiry and muscly. With one of them's got an eye patch.
Is there any drug induced ladies in here?
No. There's a small halfling woman who appears to be like scrubbing some benches, and you think you saw a. Like a rather young and attractive, like chef's aide.
I'm gonna go for the fighting ladies.
Okay. So two ladies, one of whom has an eye patch, wiry and muscular, in the corner. They appear to be keeping to themselves. They are keeping an eye out on everything. They're very suspicious. They're very jumpy about something. What do you do? What's your game?
Wholly convinced that my wishes, I haven't had a chance because of orcs and stuff like this. I'm wholly convinced that
I know. I think you did. There were some orc ladies you probably tried it on too. That's where the penis scar came
hit,
from.
I got hit a lot by the orcs, pretty much. That's I'm going to wander up to them and be like, ladies, you may know me.
They both almost immediately draw knives and stick them into the table.
Ah. I like the way you flirt.
Hold on, I knocked my player's handbook off the table with that.
Is that what the lady said?
I'm so aroused. It's like, I'm sorry, I knocked my table off.
Okay.
I like one the way them. You
I want you to just make a charisma check, just basic, basic charisma check. This will improve things.
Oh, nice! That's a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
Minus two. Holy shit!
What is it? Wait,
I have six charisma.
Hang on. What is your? Is yours a charisma an eight?
No, I'm on six.
Holy fuck, dude!
Yeah.
That's a pretty amazing roll.
They both stand up, but don't outward. They don't immediately stab you, so that's probably a good sign.
Well,
you lean back to Gormung, thumbs up, and I'm just like.
And they say, I don't know. They don't say anything. They wait for you to say something else.
I'm going to.
Scrooge myself between them, arms around both of them,
and be like, "So ladies, my place."
Do you really do that?
Yeah, I already do.
Oh god!
All right, so they're sitting at this round table, and so you'd have to scooch past one of them to get to the middle.
Yeah, it's real awkward.
He knock her in the heads and like.
No, he scooches underneath the table, Graham, and he comes up between them.
Or rises up.
Maybe. Acrobat your way into the center.
Maybe stealth check your way into the center. You know what I'm saying?
I'll acrobat
myself. He was standing in front of us. Now I'm in his arms.
What's this song about stealth that I'm hearing?
The sexy stealth check.
Yeah, I'll do a little flip and try and land right in between them.
Like a bar of soap landing between a door and a wall.
Yep.
You mean to make an acrobatic check?
Hell yeah, I do.
Nice! He rolled a one!
Here we go!
As you do, you are fairly certain that the wish stone didn't work entirely as intended. Both of the women do end up on top of you, but they are attempting to stab you. Instead of, you know, make sweet, sweet love to you.
That's all a matter of perspective.
Yeah, well, you know,
hey,
enough.
Man, how many women did he have touching his penis before the night was out, before he attempted this? It's now at two. You know what I'm saying? So,
Grant, you are stabbed once in the side for 4 points of piercing damage.
Oh.
The two women, once they stab you, good and enough, they spit on you, dump their soup out on you, and they exit the establishment, leaving you on the floor in a puddle.
I'm going to walk over to you after they leave, and I'm like, my head's looking in the direction they leave, and I'm just like, I'm pretty sure you just had sex. Congratulations.
Me too. Oh. I didn't know sex was so painful.
It's always painful the first time, mate.
I need some kind of protection. Remind me next time.
Lift him up.
You come back to the tavern they're staying at, and two wiry, muscular women exit the bar looking disgusted.
Can you see he had a penis on his forehead? Yeah, that was disgusting.
Gags, I had sex. Ow.
All right, yeah, so after taking in the scene.
Yeah.
I blew all my, I cure your sex wound there, but I blew all my spell slots trying to set up an adventurer's guild here in town.
Oh, how did it go?
Not terrible.
Oh, that's a start, I guess.
Well, I did get forcibly removed from the council.
Show them your piece of paper with a big comical red X on.
Well, however, what does the X symbolize?
I think it pretty much says no. However, there's a couple interesting people I think that we should talk to. There was a guard of some sort who seemed really interested in our idea. And there was also a council member, I think his name was Hatch. Wait, did I actually know his name?
You wouldn't have known that.
Okay. So there was another council member.
He had a tattoo on his head that said Hatch.
He looked a little shady. And I think a little shady is what we might need to get ourselves into around here.
Well, I mean also fake it till you make it, right?
What's that? I didn't hear what he said.
Which one of us?
Both of you. You were talking at the same time.
I made a sex joke.
Oh, sweet. Damn, I missed it.
I just said fake it till you make it, so.
Oh, okay.
Also a sex joke.
Yeah, I was going to say, that works really well together.
So, Durimbor, it's lunchtime, lunch break.
Yeah, so do all the old people have their little, you know, broths brought out to them?
No, they go to their offices, which are upstairs. So they don't like each other. The council does not like each other whatsoever. The sheriff goes to his own, he goes to, like, his apartments, which he is the only one who doesn't have an office in that building. His office is in the low district where the guards station and, like, where the guards operate out of, which is actually in the low district, relatively close by, which is, you know, really convenient for, you know, for Dungeons and Dragons, right next to the tavern, which these guys happen to be staying at.
Yeah, so I'm going to have a guard relieve me.
No, you're right next door, and you know, perhaps make an excuse to say you're going to go get lunch for him or whatever. Doesn't matter. But in any case, you know that Hatch, the one shady council member, not only is he into some shady business, we're talking slavery, human trafficking. He assassinations, he funds hitmen and
institution
torturing. But not only that, he's extraordinarily intelligent. He is perhaps magically intelligent, or is being informed by supra intelligent beings. Okay. Mm-hmm. But he is extraordinarily plugged into the goings-on of the town in a way that would be impossible for a man of his age. Secondly, he's also incredibly smart with his paperwork. He writes nothing down. He keeps it all in his head. You did see him write something down, which seemed odd at the time. But he keeps everything in his head. And he does not... He's a good actor. He's a good deceiver. Okay. So he no crime that's ever been traced back to him has stuck in any capacity.
Right. Okay.
Although this is a very known thing, it's not officially like a crime.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So what do you do?
Right. So I just go into the tavern. Going to get my nice thin soup and warm beer
and cheese.
And cheese. Yeah. So you know. Moving over the drape or whatever is blocking it. I look in the room and he's like, I just had sex. That's that gnome. That's that gnome from earlier. Like, you, little one.
I like try to duck under the table and pretend like he didn't see me.
Yeah, I sort of turn around and I go, and yes.
I'm poking Gorman like, that's the guard guy.
Sorry, the other little one, the one who's trying to hide under the table.
Yes, I know. You have to talk to me first.
Right. He came into the council room earlier. Seemed he had something about an adventurer's guild, a business of the sort.
Yes.
Right. You know how it is. I wasn't allowed to talk to him. Job. Pay the rent. I think a friend, one of the council members, Hatch, you might want to try to talk to him about your business venture. Seems,
why are you telling us this? What's in it for you?
I'm tired of watching these old people, these humans that just come in and out and just die. It's like, what? They can't even live past a few hundred years and they just die. They get a weak and tired. Like you, this little one. Wait, why are you bleeding?
He had sex.
Yeah, humans, am I right? Ridiculous. Yeah.
I tell you what, if you're after adventure, you're in the right place. We happen to be experts at finding it and dealing with it.
Right.
Well, I've been inside a dragon.
It's true, actually.
It was inside of a dragon. How did you get inside the dragon?
The dragon ate him.
It ate you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How'd you get out?
We killed the dragon, and then he came out.
Oh, you killed it? Oh, I thought he just went... Since he's so small, he just came out the other end, no issues.
I mean...
Right out the stomach hole!
Yeah, the stomach hole, yeah. After we made a hole in the stomach.
Right.
Okay. Interesting. How can we talk to this hatch?
Well, not so much you find him as he finds you. You know, you have to know a friend of a pal of a cousin of his.
Isn't that you?
No, I just guard the old people.
Okay, well, how about this? How about I walk over to the adventuring board that's currently in town and I take it, all the tags with me, and hold them hostage until someone from the guild talks to us?
I guess you could work. I don't work with the board.
Great.
I just watch old people.
I'll go do that right now. Graham, I walk out of the tavern, and I go to the adventuring board, and I just start taking down the tags.
Do you guys ever, disagree with him? I mean, he's big and all that, but... You guys don't... No? The human doesn't talk much. Are you dying over there, human?
No, I just had sex.
Oh, right.
He's post-coital!
You might want to stop the bleeding. Right here
on the floor. His own face is constantly on his face.
Yeah, you got like a little bit of soup, all over. Yeah.
That's actually spit, post-coital spit.
So Ormong, you go next door to the kind of guard barracks.
Yeah.
Where the board also happens to be. Mm-hmm. You see kind of a rough and tumble, or like a. Like a burly dwarf, beard brings back bad memories. just kind of what appears to be shopping in a manner of speaking. He's kind of backed up several feet so we can get a look at the top.
I just walk in front of him and just start taking him down.
Hey, what's the big idea?
I'm taking these tickets with me.
So just like one of each?
Yep, I know, all of them. If there's multiple of the same one, I take them all. I want there to be no tickets left on that board.
All right.
And then I turn around and say, speak to your councilman Hatch if you want these back.
Okay, what do you do after that?
I take them with me.
All right, go where?
Back to the tavern.
Okay.
I just walk in, I'm just holding all these tags.
How did it go?
Oh, I mean, I just took them.
No one tried to stop you?
No. There was someone there looking at them, and I told them to talk to the Councilman Hatch if he has a problem with it.
That's a good idea. Hopefully.
For some reason, no one ever tries to stop him doing anything.
Do you see the size of him?
Yeah, he's a dwarf. He just does what he wants.
Oh, you're not talking about
Durimbor. You know for a fact that board will be replenished. I mean, within an hour. There's always problems. I mean, people come up and just grab stuff, and Gormog is not the first person to do that.
Yeah, right.
Anyway.
Yeah. I'm assuming you needed toilet paper or something to burn for your fire tonight.
Well, I mean, no one's going to be able to take them anymore now that they're gone. So,
we got. Stacks and stacks of them in the guardhouse.
Oh, well, maybe I'll just wait till they put them up and keep taking them.
You can only carry so much paper.
I'll just burn them.
It's a war of attrition.
Yeah, that's Gormung's life now. He just stands by the board, taking paper down.
Yeah, I follow the guard as he puts them up, and I just take it with me.
This happens for 2 years.
Yeah.
All right, what else next?
Why did you guys try to find... I mean, you guys are in the poor district. Why did you try to find a contact around here? I'm sure you guys... Hey, no offense, but you guys could probably find unsavory ties fairly easily.
I don't know. People tend to like...
I sort of stand up in the bar and I'm just like...
Yeah, they do.
Anyone here know Hatch?
I look around.
Ooh, the small handful of people that are left over in the tavern, now that it's like in the early afternoon, they get very they begin to get very suspicious. They kind of hunch their shoulders and look away from you, and you know everything kind of goes quiet before.
I will give 10 gold pieces to the man who can put me in touch with Hatch.
I'm kind of like tugging on Gormon at this point, and I'm looking. I'm going.
I think it's a great idea, Gorge.
You might want to try a more subtle approach than just exclaiming out into the middle of the bar.
Why? We have a legitimate business deal for the man, and we need to get in contact with him.
You'll get used to this very quickly.
I like point at the red X on the paper again.
Your legitimate business was denied. You have no... That's not how you're going to approach this.
I say we stab people until things... until we find someone
right now.
Until morale improves.
Do not stab people.
Well, no, he thinks stabbing people is just having sex with them. But he thinks stabbing is sex, so he's like, it's a good thing, right?
Who stabbed you? You said you just had sex. You didn't say something.
I did. Well, I mean,
did you file a report?
They both happened at the same time. So.
Okay, well, bedroom accidents are not under our jurisdiction. That's your
okay, Mr. Elf.
Durimbor, please.
Mr. Man.
Mr. Durimbor. What would you suggest we start looking? We literally rolled into town, found out you didn't have an adventures guild, and decided to put our investment here.
Right. So, what do you mean by investment?
I mean like our big pile of gold that we want to spend in building a business here.
And what made you decide adventurers guild?
Because we're adventurers.
It's all we know.
Okay. Loud.
I used to work for the king. In fact, all of us used to work for the king. And we made enough of our own personal fortune doing what we do to start our own adventurers guild.
At the mention of fortune, all the people who had previously turned away from you kind of look back now.
Right.
You're interested, huh?
You're just going to fight this entire place?
Listen, I fought a dragon. You guys ain't shit.
The people who are left in the bar, they get up and they make their way out.
Right. You guys might want to keep close eyes on your coin purses for basically the rest of your lives. It's the same that you guys have fortunes just hanging on you. You know that staboon, you're probably going to get a few more. Might want to be careful.
Whoa, this is what happens when you're rich. People just want a piece of you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I mean, he exactly recently had sex with two girls at the same time, so.
I did.
He got stabbed in the process.
A voice rings out through the front door of the tavern. Durimbor, where are you?
That's my cue. Hopefully I don't see you guys dead.
Hopefully we can drag you away from your life of old man anus cleaning.
I mean, if you guys wait like 30 years, I'll be free of him.
Oh, no problem for me. Yeah. What do you think, Grant?
Sounds good.
Ow!
No.
Sounds like someone's having sex.
No. I take a step out and, stride out of the bar.
With the soup?
Yeah, with my, my soup that's gone cold now and
As you're walking away, I just I light a fire under it, and I just go, there you go.
Thanks.
So your charge, your dragonborn sheriff, he talks with you on the way back to the upper district, and he says, do you recall seeing, right before lunchtime, that small gnome?
Yes, that one that just popped up with the fire. And
yes, that was very impressive. I enjoyed it.
It's a lot better than Miss Greenslap. What was her name again? Greenslag?
Close enough.
Yeah.
Greenslag.
Miss Greenslag coming in.
Call Miss Greenslab.
Yeah. Complaining about her neighbor's cat again. So it's definitely changed the pace. Yes.
he mentioned something about a adventurer's guild, something I've been toying around with in my head for quite some time now.
Really?
Yeah. Find him. Bring him to me.
I will do. What, just want to take him to your office or take him to the council
room?
Bring
him to the office.
Yeah, I don't think they'd like him in the council room. Right, I'll bring him by tonight. Hopefully he's not dead.
All right, sundown.
Right.
You just turn around and walk back in. Hey, guys, just come with us for a second.
I was like, I need the little one.
Okay.
So.
So you go back to the council house, council meeting chamber. You wait. You do your duty for another 6 hours.
Yeah, just basically meditating in place because there's just a bunch of old people.
Meditating in place.
It's all things like drunken disorderly conduct. It's you know, somebody stole my cat.
Their tulips in the garden aren't even.
Yeah, it's that kind of stuff.
Mr. Muggles, you know, goose is running down the street again. You have to chase it.
Yeah, it's like, and most of it is like stuff from the rich district, so it's like first world problems kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Like, my spoon is really too big.
Yeah, no. Yeah, so Mr.
I got him. I got him. I know he's tickled spot now.
Mr. Haskell's crumpets are not to regulation.
Too many holes.
that's a big nope.
Something wrong with the soup. What's wrong with the soup?
Yeah, it's all way too salty. That's way off of code. Soup code.
Is this like a frontier retirement community?
It seems that way.
Did all the old people get taken out of the city and made their own city?
The people who have time to go and complain.
But everyone else is living their lives.
I like the idea that it's like some councilman, some middle-aged councilman is just like, I'm sick of these old people. Build a new town, put them all in there.
Just keep moving them away.
But were the fighter women who stabbed me like 80 and...
They appeared to be, you know, enterprising mercenaries. But yeah. Sundown comes, so everybody who's not Durimbor, what do you guys do the rest of that time? Are you just kind of like stay in the tavern for no reason, or what?
Yeah, I mean, like maybe by this point I'm in the back room helping them cook, and I'm just like, no, you're doing it wrong. You got to turn it 35 times. It's called a spit roast. It's not called a leave it cooking on one side roast. Okay, you got to turn the fucking thing.
Gags is just drinking.
Too fast. Too slow.
You gotta just get off and let me do it. Yeah.
So, for the better part of 4 hours, Gormung is in the back turning a spit.
Yeah.
You guys, you know, you're doing your own thing. At any point, do you look at the papers that you took, or...
I mean, they're just, like, dumb shit, right? I mean, is there anything important on them, maybe?
Well, since you...
Are they color-coded?
No.
Green is easy. Yellow is, like, level 10. Red is, like, level 15 and above.
Yeah.
No, there's your own race. Two different...
Gray is not worth doing.
Right.
No, two different missing people. Somebody wants you to collect giant flies for some reason. Another missing person. Yeah, some
dude locked himself in the closet. He was like, I can't get out.
I'm falling down and I can't get up.
strange gnome sightings in the city.
Let's do that one.
But yeah, it's not, all those things are things you could do, but they're not particularly exciting. Durimbor, sundown comes, you take your charge, you take the sheriff home, do what he needs to do. What do you do?
So I go into I'm just like kind of standing at the threshold of the bar. I'm like, if that guy got stabbed again, I honestly won't be surprised.
Now Graham, here's what I'd like to happen. When he comes in, the bar is happy and rowdy because there is actually a good meal here for the first time in fucking months. Can that be a thing that happens?
Yeah, Gormunk's cooking. Everybody knows it.
Yeah. All right, good.
So I'm just like, that guy probably got stabbed again. What the hell is happening here?
There's a band in the corner, like some guy's on the drum, and there's a singer and a lute player and a flute player.
Yeah, Gags is dancing.
Close the curtain again.
Open it up, everyone's sad.
that's it. But you, dancing one. The little dancing one.
That's me.
Right. Where's your
I remember you.
Yes. Where's the human? Did he die already?
He's out here somewhere.
Right. Do you want to... mostly your org, because I don't want to rip my arms off. Could you find him for me and tell him that I need to take you to the sheriff's office?
I walk back with a big stick of meat or something, and I'm just like, elf, try this.
Right. I'm just like, do I need a...
Just put it in your mouth.
make a check with proficiency. Let's call this... I don't know. This seems like intelligence to me.
Yeah, okay. I can get down with it. Oh, maybe wisdom? I would allow you to let me use wisdom.
Well, you don't allow me to do anything.
Jim, I would let you have me make a wisdom roll.
I like intelligence this time, but you get proficiency.
Okay, so intelligence is 2, so I'm rolling d20 plus 5. All right. How's a 16 do you?
So Durimbor, on a scale of 1 to 20, it's probably a 16.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, they were cooking it for like 4 hours before I got a hold of it, but I think I salvaged it.
Yeah, really good. Right, you distracted me. Right, I need to take the gnome to the sheriff's office for a little bit. I didn't want you to think I kidnapped him or stole him for his personality.
Feel free to kidnap him, it's fine.
I don't want to, really.
I mean, is it just him that he wants, or can we all go?
No, to minimize suspicion, I think I'll just take him. I'll bring him in for a drunken disorderly.
What?
Nudity streaking.
I mean, we could wait at the front of the rich guild if you want. I mean, the rich part of town.
Oh, the sheriff's office is right across the way. I'm not taking him far.
Then I would like to accompany you.
I'm not going to tell you no.
Just wait outside. If I need any help, I'll call for you.
I know you will.
Okay. I love you. And we like walk out the door.
Don't make it. don't make it weird. Don't make Cuppy's back touches of my thigh. Face. It's like ripples with muscles.
No, stop.
All right.
So I'll go with Drimbor.
Okay. So you three, Grant, are you going with them?
Yeah, I'll go with them.
All right. You four.
This is my post-coitus limp that I have.
You guys make your way over there to the sheriff's court, the guard barracks, and then inside to the sheriff's office.
Mm-hmm.
The door is slightly ajar. You knock, as is customary. And you are told, come in.
All right, Sheriff, I brought the gnome and his, companions.
Oh, wait outside. Don't worry about them.
Small gnome.
Hello, Sheriff.
This Dragonborn are, if you recall, huge. They are, they look scary and threatening. Maybe some PTSD from the...
Well, what height are we talking? I'm like 7 foot, so is this guy bigger than me?
He's around there.
Yeah, okay.
7'1".
Yeah. he's
I stand on my tippy toes when I'm around
As is tradition.
He says, you came to the council with an idea, some kind of guild house?
Well, right. Well, we see that this town lacks organization. And that's what we hope to bring to it. With a little bit of skim off the top for us and maybe for someone else that helps us get it started.
Interesting.
Share the bounties. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Do I need to spell it out?
Are you drunk?
Maybe?
Okay.
I'm not so good.
Are you proposing doing away with the bounty board and instead having a privatized bounty board?
Yeah.
Well, it's a little more than that. We would start a dungeoneering contracting guild. Specifically.
Well, we wouldn't call it that, being is that against the law.
Exactly. That's why we need you here.
Interesting. He's not stroking his beard. stroking like a scaly outcropping that looks beard-like. And he says...
Gags mimics the motion.
Yeah.
Interesting. Something I've wanted to do for some time, as a matter of fact.
Well, great!
I mean, to give you an idea on our CV, or, you know, experience with this, we used to be under the employ of the king until we managed to get our own wealth enough to fund an endeavor such as this.
As a matter of fact, after this small gnome came into the council chamber, I sent a raven to the capital to inquire about such things.
Oh, that's interesting.
I'm awaiting a response for your credentials and all that.
You guys could just be homeless people off the street making bold claims.
I like the idea that I'm wearing like magical armor and I have a magical axe on my back, and I'm just like, yeah, I think that's close.
To be fair, I'm probably fairly disheveled and dirty, and I've just been stabbed, so...
Yeah.
I don't elevate our position, I don't think.
I also like that I walk past a poster of me in the guard barracks on the way through. Right.
Wanted for stealing flyers.
Nothing like that, more like, you know... Tune in live for the next episode of whatever the fuck that show, reality show was called. That
Iron Orc.
Iron Orc.
Yeah.
But yeah, so long story short, the Dragonborn Sheriff, first of all, Durimbor, he tells you to, you know, not necessarily keep an eye on them, but, you know, help them because their interests are now his interests. As he says, there is a piece of property in the poor district adjacent, like snug up against the city wall, a small house that can be retrofitted into a sort of a storefront / guild hall / meeting hut / secret hideout, whatever you want to call it. He will requisition that building for your use free of charge as long as you remember. As long as you work under his auspice to some degree, he will not be in your hair. He will not do anything outwardly, but when he needs your help, you will jump.
Is there any particular form we can sign that states these things? We wish to make this as much as a legal entity as possible.
Yes, he has the scribe draw up not only a deed, but also a contract that you're operating under official guard auspice. But only in a, like, only in a perfunctory capacity, not necessarily for doing anything specific. Like, you're not being hired to do a specific job, but like you were before. You are given forms that say, yes, we are, like, you know, special forces. We're like the FBI. We're like the, you know, the special team. Like,
we're on retainer.
You're part of the guard structure, but you don't like have a specific job. You're kind of like whatever needs to be done, like the guard barracks youth auxiliary or whatever.
Is there any way that we could have like the adventurer's board move to our building?
Yeah, that can be arranged. Definitely.
Nice.
Yeah, and maybe we can actually like, you know, maybe put a levy on these things so that adventurers can get paid for what they do, rather than just from the, like, we would be the middleman that, like, when someone comes, they would say, okay, I want this thing done, and I want to, here's a reward for it, and it would go into like a holding or something like that at the
definitely, event. Yeah. Before the reward was just like if the person wanted to give a reward,
yeah,
then they could. They were
now we're charging them to fill out something and put on the board.
Well, now these are just the good jobs.
Yeah,
and maybe they keep a bad jobs board also.
Sure. You know what we could do to circumnavigate this whole kind of like guild thing is just have a door charge. So people who want to come in and get the bounty.
I was thinking more membership.
Charge. Yeah. That's like a door charge, yeah.
Well, I mean, that would...
No, you wouldn't You wouldn't charge the adventurers. You would charge the people who want to put that stuff up. Like, there is no other board that they can put stuff up on. It's this board or nothing.
Regardless, whether it's the adventurers or the people posting it, this is all running in the background.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I mean, that's...
I can't believe you guys actually made that work.
Really?
Impressed, really.
So the Dragonborn Sheriff tells you that Durimbor will work with you, at least adjacent to you. He is very skilled and very attractive, he says.
Sure.
I could just imagine all three of us sort of squint our eyes at that and just look at him and just like...
That's a weird piece of information to divulge.
Maybe...
It was on his resume. I just never forget what
he has like headshots.
Does he maybe have like a drawer with a few pictures, like a few drawings of Drimbor? And
no, I have a notebook.
He turns around the framed drawing of him.
If you want, I can get right, one so... made for you. It's like...
No, I think that's probably a good place to take a break. We will fade back up. People aren't sure about you just quite yet, but that's okay, that happens. One particular night, it is almost springtime, so it is still rather brisk in the nighttime, but it will get warmer here eventually. Gags, you are awoken in the night with a start.
So do we all live at the guild hall, just out of curiosity?
I don't know. Where do you want to live?
Yeah, I would live in the house, yeah.
I mean, yeah, sure. Why not? That seems good.
I assume Grant has moved in with those two lovely ladies.
You know, they're rearing a child now. Two children, actually.
Each.
Grant, you are awoken in the night.
Aw.
Gags, you are awoken in the night with a... by some marauder in your bed who has aroused you with...
Phrasing.
Pardon me, slip of the tongue. Has aroused you from sleep.
Okay.
It both work.
And nudged you awake with the butt of a sword.
Who are you?
My name, not important.
Who I work for, so.
Who I work for is important. This establishment is in a... Being new, this establishment is in a particularly important place politically. And I understand that you offer a service.
Yeah. Depends on what the service is and who it is you're working for.
I have something which I need you to hide.
Okay.
And they pull out this, who you can't tell is a man or a woman, the way they speak, the way they look, anything. Pull out two, like, long scroll tubes that are probably, you know, 2 feet long. And she leans them up against the wall. And she says, these contain two valuable paintings.
Okay.
And they belong to Councilmember Hatch.
Okay.
They are being looked for incessantly, and they need to be kept safe.
Who's looking for them?
None of your business.
Well, I think it is my business, because if they show up here, I don't want to be like, come on in, check out these paintings.
Assume everyone is looking for them.
Okay.
And then they leave out the window like a phantom.
I open up the rolls and look at the paintings.
Okay, so one of them is of a woman with huge breasts.
I give it to Grant.
Okay.
I hang it up in my room, like on like a like a poster on my ceiling, so I look at it while I sleep.
Oh my god.
The other one is a cracked vase.
Okay. Is there anything like inherent, like is there anything inherently special about them? I mean, it seems like a heavy metal poster and a shitty art student's painting.
Okay. How about history?
Okay, I can do that.
Oh, this is the Mona Lisa.
11.
Your previous assessment seemed to be correct. They don't appear particularly exciting or interesting in any particular way. However, Grant knows that both of these paintings are original and incredibly valuable. We're talking like 10,000 gold pieces or so, at least each.
Ooh.
Grant, I think we should keep these safe. Maybe not hanging on the ceiling above your bed.
You really shouldn't have given it to me then.
Well, they belong to Hatch, the guy that's technically legitimizing our new business venture.
Wait, is that the guy who we were... No, that's not the dude we were in business with.
Oh, it wasn't. That's a different guy. So
I thought we were talking to Hatch.
And Councilmember Hatch is the decrepitly old man at the end of the table.
Gotcha. All right, well, so these belong to that shady Councilman Hatch, who I don't think we would want to piss off. And there might be something in it for us if we keep him safe.
It is safe. Look at it.
It's as safe as it's ever been.
Yeah, I'll guard this with my life.
All right, well, I mean, apparently people are looking for him. We just need to treat him carefully.
Oh, I'll treat it carefully.
I'm sure you will. As I, like, climb up and take it down off the ceiling, roll it up and stick it in the tube. So are there like, little nooks and crannies in this house, obviously, that, like, we could hide stuff in?
I'm sure you could make one.
Yeah. So, I'm going to create, like, a little... like opening in the wall behind my bed in my room. So like you'd have to move my bed and then take a piece of the wall off to even like get to it. And I'm going to stick those tubes in there, patch the wall back up, move the bed in front of it.
Okay. Interesting.
I'm going to try and take it back at some point.
See later. So, that happens.
Okay.
Over the next couple of days, you guys get your first kind of like round of like business. Okay. So what kind of things would you say to, let's just say like a person comes in, they have something that they need. They need something found.
So I would wager that this is judged by severity. It's also judged by what we would understand the amount of resources would need to be put in to solve whatever thing they have. And based on that, we would say that that's how much it's worth. And then we'd put a 10% levy on top of that for the guild.
Okay.
Like, for example, if you know, loss of life is expected, right, it would be significantly larger. And say if it's just to find something, then, you know, resources of, like, bribes or talking to people or, like, you know, greasing money and that sort of stuff would be factored into the costs of this thing as well.
Okay. So a middle-aged man, hunched over, hunchbacked, human, glasses, top hat, well dressed, seemingly rich.
Also, it might be worth also say that I don't know if we would have repeat business in the future, but some sort of deposit needs to be put down as well in case, like, you know, it's more than what the adventurers expected. Like, for example, if they go there and, oh, the guy didn't tell us that it was haunted by a ghost or some shit or whatever the fuck, you know. But right. He knew it, then the deposit would be forfeit, essentially, right? Right. So,
so it moves him to tell the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
And I kill him.
So that's the intent there. So go ahead, sorry, with your description.
So the man comes in, he's wheeling, with some difficulty, a dolly, like a cart. And on the cart are four large, relatively large cages. And you seem to recall this particular job from the board before, and seemingly nobody took anybody up on it. Mm-hmm. He tells you, in fact. Gormung, are you running the counter?
Yeah, sure.
All right. He tells you that he is in dire need of giant flies.
Mm-hmm. And what are you going to be using them for, and why is there a dire need for them?
Well, my good man, I breed frogs.
Okay.
Giant ones.
Okay.
And I need giant flies. Or bugs. And any insect will do, actually, now that I think about it.
And why do you need people sell swords to get these flies?
Well, look at me.
Yes, but why sell swords? Why not farmhands or people who don't have adventuring skills?
Well, if you don't want any business, I guess I'll take my business elsewhere.
I sort of look at him and just like, that quest of yours, it's been up on the board before, has it not?
Aye.
Then the reason no one has taken you up on this is because it's not worth their time.
Really?
If you
100 gold pieces, 100 gold pieces a piece? Not worth anybody's time.
Well, have you put that money up front for someone to take, or for some middleman to hold?
Of course not.
Well, there you go. Now, take a seat and tell me about the difficulties related to this hunting of flies.
Well,
how have you normally come into acquiring these things? Do you regularly post on the board?
Up until now, my frogs were regular sized.
Okay.
so I could have small children to collect flies from the trash piles.
So you've never had anyone collect giant flies before?
No.
Do you even know where to get them?
No. A swamp somewhere, perhaps?
Perhaps. So, right there, we would need, there would need to be some expenditure alone for consulting with people who know the region.
Of course, fine, fine. Pulled out a fat sack, so to speak.
And how many flies, at a minimum, would you say are needed?
Well, if things work out, this could be repeat business.
So it's, I need four end, now. It's an open-ended contract, then.
Could be. I'm satisfied.
Okay. I would suggest putting a down payment of 550 gold pieces with an additional 25 for the fee of the guild.
I imagine you do that.
Yeah, I do that. Yeah. I was trying to add up the 10%, you know, like in my head. So, yeah.
No, he almost immediately says done, and he starts counting stuff out. And he counts out exactly what you ask, nothing more, nothing less.
I take the gold and I put it into like a, I don't know, like a lockbox or something like that.
Yeah, okay. A safe, maybe.
Yeah.
And we need to get ourselves a little dragon to guard our gold hoard.
Yeah, or, you know, I took arcane lock for this exact reason. So.
Fair
enough. And I sort of look at the man and I'm just like, all right, this is a contract. It states how much you've given us. It states that there is also a danger fee in case it is of a more difficult request than you have stated.
Okay.
Does he sign it?
Yep.
Okay, great. Then I'm going to take some of our personal gold, and I'm going to, I guess, pay some errand boys to spread the word of this quest and its, I don't know, monetary gains. And that's sort of how I imagine the business going, right? It just
go little Timmy, tell everyone.
Right, we would have runners that would, you know, tell people, go to the bars to tell people about it, you know, and that's sort of how the business would work. We would have people come right in, we'd have people assess what it is, and et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, that's, I understand that, I get that. Where do you guys come in?
Where's the
Dragons? I can't find it now.
The Dungeons and Dragons comes in when we find a quest that we want to take, I guess. Or when the GM says, you should take this quest.
did we not like the fly gathering?
Any quest I'm going to devote a scene to, you should probably take.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, that seems like something we should take on.
Okay, so for the first time, I guess we would do it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're a newly established guild. We don't have any adventurers. We're the adventurers. So right. We got to go take the work ourselves.
Yep.
Small business owners going to go out there and make a dream.
Cool. And yeah, but I still send the runners out to let people know of the wealth opportunities that are available.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Advertisement.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And
You know what? They do come back and say that some people do know where actually you can get some giant flies.
Interesting.
Perfect.
So Barth is on the sort of edgelands. Around Barth, there are farming communities that give the that provide the food and everything for the city, the town, the village, whatever you want to call it. And sort of deep in those woods that surround the borderlands, like past the farming communities, past the river that kind of marks the border of the country. There is a place that is, you know, they say is cursed. Now, whether or not it is cursed remains to be seen, but the entire place has been turned over the past decade or so into a giant swamp.
Okay.
Arcane or otherwise is yet to be determined.
Okay. So, I guess...
Where there's a giant swamp, you find?
Giant flies.
Giant crocodiles. Giant...
Don't eat giant crocodiles.
So, yeah, I guess we would bring Dvrimabor.
Yeah, I work for you guys now.
Yeah. And I guess we would, lock up. Or maybe we've hired an attendant or something like that in the time that we go away or whatever. I don't know.
Butler. Can we have a butler?
I would say an attendant.
Go on. Can we have a butler?
Please.
I mean, you have enough money to hire your own butler. I'm not going to stop you.
I want an official butler for our house.
I mean, eventually we will have a tavern or something here, so we would have waiters and stuff.
So, how far is it to travel then to the swamps?
Day and a half.
Okay.
Cool. We do that.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Right. I'm not really the swampy type.
Would you rather watch old people die?
Suck it up, buddy.
No, what I'm hanging out with us now. I'm sure I won't regret this decision. What I meant was, what preparations we need in the swamp.
Boots.
Okay, we can do boots.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a fishing rod. We might be able to catch something.
A net.
Yeah, a big net, though. Big net.
And we've taken the cages with us.
I'm assuming you're going to be pulling those, unless you want me to.
We're putting flies in cages?
Well, they're giant. What he brought to us.
Do we not have, like, a giant novelty jar or something?
You probably have some fashion, but it would take several weeks.
You guys can probably buy one. I mean, you guys, how much money do you guys even have, really? Since you guys aren't in
love. Oh, that's a personal question. We don't really know you all that well. Why don't you just take it easy.
Let me ask you this. How much do you think a dragon would hoard in gold?
I don't know. Probably about 11,000 or so.
Holy shit, this guy's good.
while you guys are discussing your plans for, getting giant flies.
Mm-hmm.
There's a knock at the sort of door to your establishment.
The proverbial door.
Yeah.
If we had a butler, he would get that. But we don't, so one of you should probably get it.
I'll get it.
Send the human.
Hello!
Yeah. Opens the door, gets stabbed again. I didn't want sex right now.
I don't have time for this.
I'm working on...
You open the door to find a man dressed entirely in black, top hat, holding a cane, and it's a man you recognize.
Dr. Moriarty, I presume.
No, this is the head of the Iron Wolf's secret police. Okay. This is Mr. Kaw.
Kaw.
Hey, how are you?
Kaw.
Kaw, okay.
Kaw!
And he says, yes, Grayson, was it?
Grunt?
Yes, that's what I meant.
Grunt, yes.
A word?
Always willing to have a word with someone so connected to Wolfie.
It's Mr. Wolfie.
So he comes in, he uses his cane, he walks with a limp.
Recently had coitus. We get it. Yeah.
Been stopped.
and he says, we recently got word from the head sheriff of this town that you lot were hanging around in this area. And it just so happens that something that belongs to the Iron Wolf is also in this area. and he wants you to retrieve it for him. He asks you to retrieve it for him. Now, I understand, now that I'm looking around here, that you're accepting contracts.
We are, yes.
Maybe we are.
There are, he unravels a long sheet of paper long sheet of parchment that covers almost the whole bar, and it shows drawings, rather like sketches, of two paintings. One of which is of a woman with enormous breasts, one of which is a cracked vase. And he says, these belong to the Iron Wharf. They were stolen not 2 months ago. And we tracked them all the way here.
And how much are they worth, contract-wise, to the Iron Wolf?
10,000 apiece.
Interesting.
Wait, he'll pay us 10,000 apiece to get them back?
No, that is what they were worth. That is hope. Right. That is perhaps what they will sell for in the black market. Their recovery, a large portion of this, will be certainly donated to your burgeoning business.
So we would consider it a personal favor to make sure that we remain friends with the Iron Wolf.
Yeah, Gax kind of runs up, though, and sort of slaps him on the behind and says, I got you, Khan! Don't worry! Don't worry about that! We'll keep our eyes open! And I snatch the contract down and roll it up and tuck it in my pants. Hey, we're on it!
You seem awfully jumpy.
Well, I'm a gnome! I have to jump to reach things!
He makes a good point.
I never liked them.
I don't either! Gnomes can't be trusted! Gnomes can be trusted! We'll find the paintings!
Yes, in any case, until they're recovered, I shall remain in town.
Where will you be staying?
He hands you a small card, which more or less is the address of...
The Leaky Nipple. That is a nice establishment.
No, auxiliary office, like an official administration building that has been retrofitted into a room/office for Mr. Khan, who they knew he was coming, and he is an official statesperson, so they must treat him as a dignitary almost.
Right. Just keep an eye out. Do you have any leads on where these paintings might have gone? Who might have seen them?
I'm under the impression that an enemy of the state has inserted himself into the council. That is where I'll begin my search.
I have a curious question for you. What would it take for this establishment that we're setting up to be considered for dungeoneering contracts?
Normally, that is a question. But I shall send a word. I shall send an inquiry.
All right, then we will make it our prime endeavor to make sure that we retrieve these paintings for you.
Sounds very like good. It's so big. They can only hide them in so many places.
And very so, good. Graham, just to make it clear, Grant and I are the only ones that actually know that we have these paintings, right?
Yeah, I have no idea that you guys have it. So.
No idea. Okay.
All right, good.
All right, so he limps his way out.
Have a good evening, Mr. Khan, was it?
Don't tell me what to do.
He's one of those people, I see.
When he leaves, I sort of turn to... I turn to Dirigimbor. Drimbor.
Just call me Dirbor.
Drim.
Drim.
Yeah. I turn to Drim and I was like, he's a very powerful man from where we're from. Much more powerful than anyone in this particular.
Have you seen the sheriff? I don't really know many people more powerful than him. I've seen him rip a cow in half.
Have you seen Iron Wolf? He literally commands hundreds of adventurers to plunge into the depths of the unknown to retrieve magical items to fuel the king's wizards.
Oh, I was talking about the other way. He ripped a cow in half. It was really impressive.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, they all sound great. So, giant flies, huh?
Well, so y'all three would know that the sheriff exists as part of the guard structure, which is responsible for this town. Now, every town has a guard structure, and they are they report eventually, payment-wise and everything. It goes all the way up to the king's master at arms, which is in no way related to the king's secret police. Okay, they exist outside of any sort of official guard structure. They're like the Gestapo. I mean, they outside of the government. They are free to do what they please.
Right.
And they command, they're ruthless, and they command, you know, respect and obedience in all cases.
Right. The flies. How are we supposed to get these? So he gave us the cages, but I don't think we could just grab them and stick them in there.
Well, why not? They're just flies that are bigger than normal. It can't be that difficult.
Yeah, but you're just going to grab it out of the air? Or if it flies up, how are we going to catch it?
Throw a net on it.
We like to fly by the seat of our pants.
Was that a pun?
Maybe.
Right. Nets, hooks, ropes, something.
Yeah, I think we would get some nets. Nets make sense.
Bait, traps. I don't know how giant the giant fly is.
I could just see us running around with giant nets the entire
time. I like the idea that we hang up one of those fly traps that's just with honey and they just stick to it.
But it's huge.
Yeah, it's just like a really big piece of paper. It's like fucking, what do they call that shit they put on the wall? Wallpaper style? It's just like big, big chunks of
fly tree. Paper. That's literally paper. Called fly paper.
Yeah, but it's about the size of wallpaper, so.
Right.
I think nets, yeah.
Nets.
Somebody keep a list of supplies, maybe?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who wants to write down all the stuff? Who can write?
Don't we have an inventory?
You can write. You write.
Yeah, I can write. Yes, I'm going to be in charge of it.
Right. Yeah, you're clearly the scholar among us. So
you guys are the ones with the money. So if you want to trust me with it, that's fine.
I'm adding it to the inventory right now. I got it. Mm-hmm. So we've got 4 nets.
And out of the 4 of us, I'm the only one who's not filthy, stinking rich.
Right. 4 giant nets. We have, I'm assuming, how many cages did the guy give us?
4
cages. Okay.
I have an idea. What if we have the gnome, like, train one of the flies and you try to ride it? And what is the worst that can happen to the gnome? He die? Who cares?
He's actually immortal. I'm
immortal!
He's immortal.
Even better.
Hashtag Gags the Immortal. Look it up.
Well, the nets are only one gold piece each, so you know.
You could probably buy a lot of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we only need 4. So 4 nets, 4 cages. What else do we want to bring with us? I mean, we're in town, so Graham, I'm assuming we can like
whatever,
whatever, right?
So, anything not? Oh yes.
Anything not what?
Not magical.
Right. Anybody else have anything for the shopping list?
Camping stuff.
Ah, okay.
We're gonna camping. Be out there for food, you know, normal stuff.
Camping gear, rations.
So are we just gonna ignore this?
I would like to address it, but you guys are wanting to ignore it, so I imagine.
I actually say this to Gags. Like, do we need a house meeting about this, Gags? Like, are we?
Yeah. I think,
this is so an aside, like, me to Grant, like,
the person that gave me these paintings didn't look like they were fucking around, so I think we just need to chill a little bit on it.
I mean, did you see that dude? Like, you know who that guy is, right?
And I like, in the background, you can hear fucking Gorman being like,
it's like, yeah,
man, just, to get
on top and tie him up.
To get the dungeoneering contracts directly from the king in our own business, that would just be, that would be fantastic.
Boy howdy.
Boy howdy.
So, and you hear, and I'm saying to Grant at the same time, I don't know that we want to piss off the shadiest council member in the town where we just started our new business. I think we have to delicately tread, because we were trusted by this, and I don't know what this guy's capable of. We need to feel him out, and we need to determine what the least bad consequence is going to be. Whether Hatch gets the paintings or the king.
How much are we getting paid by the shady figure
you're not
in your dreams?
Well, we're not.
Right.
But But, you know, not a whole lot was said. We might be getting something. We might just not be getting killed. Maybe our house won't burn down. Who knows? We don't know. We literally know nothing. He dropped off, this person dropped off these paintings and was basically like, keep them safe or else.
You're not great with negotiations, are you, Gags?
No, I mean, I was sleeping.
Did you get aroused?
I was aroused.
I had a fear boner.
Wasn't thinking clearly.
It's very awkward to negotiate with an erection.
I thought I was having sex and was preparing to get stabbed.
Touché.
Yeah, so basically what I'm trying to explain to Grant is I literally know, like, basically these paintings were dropped off and the feeling that I got from it was, keep this shit safe or else. We've just started a new business in this town. We know that Hatch is this shady councilman guy who's probably not someone to be trifled with right away without knowing the full extent of what's going on. Mm-hmm. So while I agree, Dave, with Gormung's sort of saying like, hey, you know, fuck, it would be great to basically be sanctioned by the king. Yeah, that would be awesome. But it would also suck to, like, just give them up right away and our house burns down or we die or
I don't know,
run out of town or whatever. You know what I mean? That's where Gags is coming from.
Dying would be bad. Yeah.
I get that.
We know
out of character. Why don't we just, like, I don't know, implicate someone that needs to be implicated and do that.
And that's the thing, but like, and I'm all for that, but like I said, we don't even know Hatch's deal, you know what I mean? Like, maybe we get offered something even better from him, and we don't know what it is yet, or maybe if we go against him, the consequences of going against him are way worse than going against the king. Because we've already kind of gone against the king as it is.
So here's how I look at it. Okay, if we take a look at it as purely this is a game. This is a game. We have three people in the party who use spells.
Mm-hmm.
In order to find magical items, we need to be in dungeons. So we need to build this guild of ours to be able to go into dungeons.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing at all. I'm just saying. I think it would be a rash decision at this point to just be like, hey, I got these fucking paintings right here. Ha ha ha. Surprise. You know what I mean? Like, and not only that, like, I literally have the fucking paintings in my bedroom.
So here's what you need to do then.
Think about that.
If you have the paintings in your bedroom, you have all the cards. Go to fucking Hatchet.
Exactly.
Say to him, look, bitch, I got your paintings.
So what I'm saying is, I think we let it cool for just a little bit.
You
make some money.
Yeah, you and
maybe
you and Sheepdog or Grant are the only people that know about it.
Right.
So this is a decision you two need to make.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm always in favor of making it seem like we've done more work than we actually have. So sitting on it for a while means that we've been searching for the paintings for ages, maybe make up some bullshit, get paid more. I'm down.
Yeah.
Okay. Explain it like that to Grant, and Grant's like,
we had to overthrow a local government and take over the town.
So let's go get some flyers then in the meantime.
Yeah, let's grab some flyers.
Hell yeah.
Alright, so I've got the cages, nets, camping gear, rations. I'm gonna take another, spell supply pouch, even though I have no spell slots left, but you know.
I'm going to bring an extra pair of socks and an extra pair of pants.
Good point, bringing extra pants.
Bring some oil in a flask, and that's about it. I think we're good.
I don't know about your guys' why do you guys have so much oil?
trade secret. Don't worry about it.
You can never have too much oil.
The stuff that you guys just called out that seem like individual items, I did not add to the shared inventory. So.
That's fine.
Oh wait, would a hunting trap work here? We should take some of those.
Hunting traps? Okay, yeah. I'll add that.
Mm-hmm.
Net, like pressure plate or something, or what?
It's in the item. It's called Adventuring Gear Hunting Trap. Costs 5 gold pieces.
That's fine. I can dig that.
Yeah.
How many? 4, 5.
I don't know, 2. Oh. 2 or 3. Like, we don't need to have one per thing, you know, like, it might kill sure. them. Like, we
just, all right, we'll do 2.
To be fair, we don't know how giant these giant flies are. They could be 30 meters tall, and...
No, we have information about it. Like, we've been told where they are.
But we don't know how big they are.
It's like...
The cages would indicate a size of about...
That's what he assumes.
A yard across.
Okay.
So like a medium-sized dog then, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
What if we find, like, the mother of the flies? I don't know. The lord of the flies in the swamp.
Then we take it back.
The giant fly.
Lounging on an enormous pile of...
of maggots, yeah.
A fly that can control slimes.
So, yeah, let's head on off.
Right. So you close up shop?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
All right. I mean,
if we had a butler, we could stay open, but whatever.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we're going to be getting a lot of business when we have one contract.
We had other contracts.
Right? Well, after the first one, you know, yeah. We're around.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
So all right. Maybe if we don't die on this one, we'll be fine.
Yeah. It is the tale of winter. It hasn't snowed in 2 days, but it does snow quite often. Your kind of insights into how the weather works. There shouldn't be any snow for the foreseeable couple of days. So you should be okay, like, you know, looking on the horizon and whatnot. But there is snow on the ground. It is kind of melty, but there is snow on the ground. It hovers at around 35 degrees, between 35 and 20 degrees at any one particular time. So you guys have got your coats on and stuff like that. It will take a day and a half to get there. Do you guys have horses?
Sure. I'd assume you would have if we came this far to a place this far out.
Okay. So with horses, you cut your travel time, so it'll take just one day to get to where you need to go.
I ride on Grant's horse. I don't have my own.
Okay. Just for fun, Grant, will you roll 8d10?
Okay.
Is this how much times he poops on the horse?
Nope, this is random counters.
49.
You guys travel north away from civilization, as far as you've ever been. The last farming community. There's like a haberdashery, a tavern, an inn, whatever you want to call it. There's a general goods store. It's called the End of the Road. Literally the end of the road. It is the last post of civilization. So you just ride there and like go around and keep going. You travel for the better part of the day. You eat on the road if you have to, but nothing accosts you. Nothing comes to bother you. Nothing seems out of the ordinary or even happens. It's actually quite boring, relatively speaking. You begin to get into the wilderness, like there is no road, so your horses are, you know, you're kind of guiding your horses around trees and around holes and around little, you know, cliffs and stuff like that. Every so often you'll see some, you know, animals are not out and about at this time, but in the middle of the day, you spy, you know, a couple of birds, a couple of wintry birds, a couple of, you know, non-hibernating mammals and that kind of thing. But nothing violent, out of the ordinary, dangerous, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You get into the wilderness, you're in the trees, you're in the woods now, and eventually, as the sun begins to go down and it begins to get very frigid, your horses, whoever's in the lead, your horse almost like falls into a puddle of what appears to be just muck. Like, it's not any particular color. It's not brown like mud. It is almost like a gray sludge.
Okay.
And as the sun goes down, you have made it to your destination.
Maybe. Right. I assume the swamp in front of us is the giant swamp, unless there's a minor swamp around here.
As far as you know, it's you're there.
Yeah, right. So, we really didn't plan this out. What are we going to do with the horses? Can't really take them in there, can we, guys?
Well, why don't we just set up a camp on the outside and we can take what turns going in?
Don't we need
You've
to
seen
get
the Revenant, right?
What?
The Revenant.
Revenant? That's terrifying.
You know, cut the horse open and sleep in it.
This isn't the time for ghost stories.
So why don't we set up a base and we can leave the horses here and we can go in by foot because this is really deep.
Okay.
Right. Curious, so.
Yes, sir.
What we need to do is we need to find where these flies are, right? Mm-hmm. We need to set up traps for these flies. We need to capture them and then we need to come back. And what I suggest we do is we do that during the day and we come back to this camp that we set up at night.
We need to look out for giant crocodiles as well.
That's why I suggest doing it during the day when we can see what we're doing. Then we can check the traps in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds good.
So who is going to set up these traps?
What would that require?
Not it!
Survival.
Survival?
Specifically survival, yeah.
I mean, I can. I have a 4 in wisdom, so I think I have the highest rolls for that, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I would do that.
Okay. Go and make, how many are you going to set up and where are you going to set them up?
Well, first we would do a little bit of reconnaissance and try and find where the flies are.
Okay, so you do realize that walking in the sludge, you can do it, but your movement's reduced to half, so you're aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
It is quite dark, and especially in the dark, your movement's cut in half again.
I know, we would wait for daytime before we do this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're not going to do it at night.
Let's just set up camp.
We're going to set up a camp, right? And then we're going to stay here, and then in the morning, we're going to try and find the flies. So.
Alright, do you have watches or anything like that?
Oh yeah, obviously there's 4 of us, so we can take a watch each. And right. You know what? I actually have my spell for that. I have alarm, which is a ritual spell. Which I can set up a 20-foot cube.
Okay.
I see you can use magic.
Of course
like
I can.
There.
Yes, well, you know. Being inside of a dungeon, it comes in handy.
I'd imagine so. Not so useful standing around old people watching them die day in and day out after a few hundred years. It's rather boring.
So you were around before magic was removed from this place?
Oh, no, no, no. Just, I've used to, being around the old people all the time, I never really got a chance to use magic. Most of the time, you just pull out the rapier and old people just shrink away. They don't really cause much issues most of the time.
Hmm. Fair.
Right. Right. So you're the human. I'm assuming you're going to sleep for like 12 hours or something like that.
Sure.
No, he takes a watch like everyone else.
I hold my hand out for the watch.
He also thinks he's funny sometimes. Humans have this habit. So.
He's a comedian.
I like it, Grant! High five! And I jump up.
Yeah. And I like smack him into the crowd.
Yeah.
I kind of want to put my hand on Gormont's shoulder. I'm sorry you have to deal with this.
They have their uses. The little one we oil up and put through small holes. So.
That I'd like to see.
Oh, you will.
I bet you would like to see it.
Yeah.
Gags, do me a favor, roll 8d10.
8d10. I can do that.
Okay. Fair enough. The night passes relatively uneventfully. The cold weather seems to have gotten the best of the whatever nearby creatures, or perhaps the swamp has driven away anything natural that would exist out in the normal wilderness, and you have not perhaps traveled too far into the swamp to find whatever horrors await inside. But sunrise comes eventually.
Sunrise, it's rosy fingers over the mountains. Okay. So, you know, I treat our good friend the first time a gourmand breakfast stew, as I like to call it.
I could get used to this. Why don't you just cook all the time?
I do.
I mean, like, as a job.
Well, adventuring allows me to find new ingredients to use in my recipes. Otherwise, I would simply be rehashing the same recipe over and over, and that is like watching old people die.
Plus, he likes to go left a lot.
Hash.
Left. Oh yeah, you always go left.
You always go left.
You always go the opposite way of where Gorbong says you go.
It's literally written in the book. Way.
Yeah. To be fair, he's the one with the magical armor and weapon, and you're in tattered pants.
And all that tattered.
Tattered pants. So yeah, Graham, I guess we head out and try and find.
My spares are also tattered.
So you guys make your way deeper into this cursed swamp.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm on Grant's shoulder because I don't want to walk in the muck.
What about the horses?
Are they trained horses? Like, can we leave them tied up at the camp?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So that's what we would do.
Alright. So you guys trudge your way through the swamp at half speed in the daytime. Go ahead and make 4 survival checks.
Okay.
As you place these traps in strategic locales.
Wait, do we all make them or just...
Just Gormung, if he's going to do it.
Oh, I got you. Oh, okay. Hold on.
Okay, so we'll just use those 4 rolls, Graham. 11, 18, 15, and 7.
Oh, I see. Okay, fair enough. What do you do now? Why don't you roll... actually, I'll do that. Every so often when you're getting ready to plant one of these traps...
I know, we would try and find them first, Graham, before planting traps. If at all possible.
Do we see any giant flies?
Well, no, I haven't got there yet.
Okay.
But we'll still use those rolls, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You guys search for the better part of, it would seem... Almost the entire day.
Yep.
Do you keep going forward, or do you go a certain amount of distance before turning back? Or
we would go a certain amount of distance before turning back. I assume there's a lot of swamp to cover, so...
Yeah, it's kind of a lot of swamp to cover. So you make strategic passes around certain areas. You cover certain amounts of grounds. At one particular point near sundown, Gags, you are riding on Grant's shoulders, correct?
Yep.
I need you to make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay, I can do that.
Can you?
I hope so. I think you can!
Did he dodge so well, I now need to make a dexterity saving throw?
Like Ratatouille? Like where he like fucking pulls your hair in a certain way so that you move with him? It's just like...
Yeah. He turns and slaps away the poisonous snake that was hanging down from the tree.
No.
Alright, Gormung, are you at this party?
Yeah, I guess so, if I'm doing the survival.
I would like you to make an investigation check.
Snakes.
Is that insight? Oh no, there's actually an investigation. Okay, yep. Okay, cool. How's the 22 do you? Perfect 20. Nah, it's a 10. I'm just joshing, yeah.
You begin to see little flies. Must be going the right way.
Well,
I'm not gonna lie. If I ever had to walk in a swamp again, it's gonna be too soon.
Yeah, this is why we...
This is all day of treading through gray slime.
Yeah. I don't know what you're complaining about. It's perfectly fine to me.
I actually like keeping my pants clean. Thank you.
But night eventually falls again.
Okay. We're back at, the camp.
Camp, watching.
We're all have our pants off because they're all just caked in mud. We're just like sitting around the fire.
Oh, my pants are on. I didn't get any mud.
You never wear pants.
You're not going to join our brotherhood of no pants?
All right, fine. Gags has a huge penis that makes everyone uncomfortable.
It's like a normal sized penis on a.
Oh, yeah. All
right. What does your old watch structure look like?
The darkest night stuff would probably be handled by, like, I assume the first watch would go to Grant because, you know, mostly that he can see. And then the last portion would go to, wait, do you have dark vision as an elf?
I do. Yes.
Yeah. So the last portions would be the other three. So I'm assuming that either Gags would go last or I would go last, one of the two. Actually, okay. I would go last because I would also use that time to, like, prepare meals and stuff, so.
Yeah, perfect. Mm-hmm.
So, who's at the first watch?
Keeping in mind we have alarm down as well, Graham.
That would be me.
So.
Okay. Can you read alarm to us for those playing at home?
Sure, I can do that. So, alarm is a ritual spell. You set alarm against unwanted intrusion. Choose a door, window, or an area within range that is no larger than a 20-foot cube. Until the spell ends, an alarm alerts you whenever a tiny or large creature touches or enters the warded area. When you cast a spell, you can designate the creatures that won't set off the alarm. You can also choose whether the alarm is mental or audible. A mental alarm alerts you with a ping in your mind if you are within 1 mile of the warded area. This ping awakens you if you are sleeping. An audible alarm produces the sound of a handbell for 10 seconds within 60 feet. I would set it to a mental alarm.
Okay. Grant, you have the first watch.
Yeah.
What do you do during your watch? You're there doing something. What are you doing?
I imagine I make multiple bathroom breaks.
Just into the spawn?
Yeah.
Why not?
Just adding to the gray slime.
I do keep an eye out for crocodiles, giant crocodiles.
Okay.
Aside from that, I basically sit there practicing my chat up lines.
You're like,
hey, baby, you have been stabbed.
Hey, girl, have you ever seen a naked bear penis before?
Hey, baby. Wait, no. Hey, baby. Hey, baby, just going over and over different ways. He's like, hey, I got stabbed in my left rib. You want to stab my right rib?
Grant, near the end of your watch, you hear something in the distance coming this way.
Like a giant crocodile?
Is it a giant crocodile? No.
It's certainly something. Like... You want to make a perception?
Yeah.
I look at it, Graham. Hey!
Wow.
What does this human eye see?
You hear very deep, very, very bassy buzzing sounds.
Oh, shit.
Guys, I think it's time to wake up.
I wake
sounds
up.
Like, sounds like World War II bomb, like, or World War I fire
plane. They're wearing, like, those leather hats with the goggles on.
Door.
You assume they must have been attracted by your constant defecation.
See, I was baiting it with honey. We should have been baiting it with shit.
Yeah.
You use honey to catch bees, not fly. Oh my god.
This is why you brought me, you see.
Yeah.
If anyone can attract flies,
well, they say that. Wait, no, they say that you catch more bees.
Flies with honey.
Flies with honey, but you catch more honeys being fly.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
I think you should take a charisma hit for that.
It's already a negative eight. I'll take it this way.
I'll take it all the way down to -1, guys. Let's go.
So these bugs, they're not all flies, per se,
mm-hmm.
But there are... As they kind of come into view overhead, across the moon, what appear to be three giant house flies, swamp flies, whatever you want to call them, and three giant dragonflies.
Always dragons. Why is it always dragons?
They come down and they land. Your alarm goes off. Stormon.
Nice.
I'm gonna say they enter the area, even though since it's a cube, it is three dimensional. Mm-hmm. But they get very close, and one of the dragonflies, they move very erratically, and it comes down and attempts to pick up Grant this time.
Wow, they're that big, huh?
It's so the dragonfly, the houseflies are about a yard long, which is about this big. They can probably pick up a dude.
You know, in Australia, we have these things called horseflies. They're about yay big, right? Yeah. About that big.
We have those in America too.
They're fucking disgustingly painful when you get bit. I can't imagine what it would be like to get bit by these big bastards.
Well, this is not being bit. This is being eaten.
Yeah.
Grant's being eaten.
So Grant, this is an opposed grappling check. So you get to pick athletics or acrobatics.
Acrobatics, please.
Okay. I throw my feces to distract it, Graham.
How are you so shit, Grant?
That's okay. The fly only rolls. The direct fly only rolls five. Hey. So you've easily dodged it, but now we are going to me, Grant, and Gormung will roll initiative.
Okay.
Until the rest of the party is alerted.
Okay.
How are you so?
Don't worry.
Wait, didn't he wake us all up?
I did say something, but. I guess they were moving quite
quickly. You rolled just as bad as I did, except you have a plus five on your initiative.
Yeah. I don't know why he's so crap whenever it comes to anything
important,
dexterity based, you know. So I can see crap, apparently, even though I don't have dark vision.
The giant dragon will about face, and now at this time it will attempt to bite you, Grant. 21.
Hell yeah.
Jesus.
Take 7 points of piercing damage.
Can I use my uncanny dodge?
You
to
can.
Reduce that by half?
Yeah. Uncanny dodge lets a rogue, if they are hit by an attack, they can reduce that damage by half as a reaction if they can see the attack coming.
Okay, fine.
And how many times can you do that? That's like a...
It's a reaction, so it's once.
They can do that once per turn. Yeah. Okay.
I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
How much damage do I take from the...
So, four.
Four, okay.
It's rounded up, always. Con save.
Constitution saving.
Constitution. 15?
Alright.
You turn into a poop.
The other two dragonflies will join their brethren in attacking you with their bites, okay?
I like the idea that I wake up and no one's there anymore, and I'm just like, where's Grant?
And I imagine misses.
Yes.
And, 21 again, that hits. So that time only 2 points of piercing damage. Okay. The three houseflies will begin to bite and nibble on the horses.
Nah.
Two of them on one of the horses and one of them on one of the other horses. And they will just begin to, like, you know, very fly-like, begin to very erratically move around the horse, biting bits of it. The horses whinny and wake all of you guys up. Roll initiative.
Ah, yeah. 19.
Oh, gags. God damn it. You're muted, mate.
I like the self.
I'll be there in a minute. I'm good.
I like the self.
He's aroused again. God damn it.
Yeah, apparently he has to put his giant penis back in his pants.
Put it away.
It's like over his head. He's like, what not?
Yeah. I've never noticed this before, but Gags always has one leg that's like thicker than another leg. Because he has to tuck it down one leg of his pants, you know. Like...
So Grant, what do you want to do? The horses have taken a total of 12 points of damage between the two of them. They each have 20 hit points.
Well, we need the flies. Like, wait, do we need the dragonflies?
No, we don't need dragonflies.
He said specifically giant bugs.
Yeah, I guess dragonflies.
No, he said giant flies is what he wanted, so.
Well, yeah, but he just said any insects would work. He was just, I guess he just assumed.
Did he really say that? Because I talked to the man, I don't remember him saying that, so.
What
Graham?
Wait, okay.
Bring him anyways. What's the harm?
So I am. I guess I'll go all rapier on these dragonfly bitches.
It is nighttime. It's dark.
I've got three on me, right?
Yes. There's
three dragonfly. Yeah. I'll.
And I'm going to say you are also at the edge of this goo.
Okay. I'll rapier. The one who hit me first, who came in at me first. Sure. So 11.
11 is a miss.
And that's gonna be it for
me. I mean, you can stealth.
Or I could use my uncanny dodge.
That's true. But if you stealth, they don't hear you anyway, so...
I mean, I could...
No, okay, so the stealth is a bonus action, the uncanny dodge is a reaction.
Yeah.
So you can use both.
I can use both. You can, mm-hmm. Yeah, you can dodge as a bonus action.
Okay. I kind of assume I wouldn't be able to stealth with three... Like, even if it is dark, with three dragonflies on me, it just doesn't seem very realistic.
All right.
Fair enough. Gormung.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to do?
I'm going to try and net these flies.
Now, of course, the bane of all D&D players, nobody sleeps in their armor.
I know. I wasn't going to argue that, so... But I'm okay with that. So my natural armor is like, what, a 10 plus dexterity? Okay. So that'd be 11. Which is fine. I got 85 hit points. I can take
there are three house flies on the horses.
Yeah, so...
On Grant.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to go for the horse... the flies.
Okay.
I'm going to net them. So a net, if I understand correctly, is... A thrown weapon? I have it here, the weapons table. The only instance that this is meant to, this is what got me. Because I tried to play a gladiator type character before and it says special thrown range 5-15, but it doesn't give you anything more than that. It doesn't have any other indication of what it actually is, so
like a thrown weapon, so a dexterity.
Can I throw with strength?
No.
Really? Because you can throw a javelin with strength.
Really?
Yeah.
The net... The net's rules are strange.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's I remember it being strange, so... A weapon with the special property has unusual rules governing its use explained in the weapon's description. Okay, so... I don't know where the, it'd be somewhere. Never been a big fan of nets, but... Yeah.
It doesn't say specifically, it mostly talks about them breaking
nets are thrown with strength, and the problem is you're at 5 foot range. It's a disadvantage if you throw it, okay. All right. The only way you can throw a net without disadvantage is take the crossbow feat. Okay. All right, that's fine. So you just throw a net with strength, but it's disadvantage?
Yep.
Okay, that's reasonable. So this is just a strength check?
I give it... It'd be an attack.
It's a range attack.
So it's proficiency then?
Yes.
The 20 plus... 8. So a 9? Yeah, it's a 1. Critical 1.
No. The fly's moving so erratically and it's so dark and you're afraid for the horse's safety. You throw the net.
Mm-hmm.
You catch some horse tail. And yeah, got him. No, but that was... It's not a fly.
Alright, I'm going to do my second attack then.
Okay.
I take the net again. Right, once more. 12?
12, not enough.
Okay.
All right, yeah, that's what I have.
Gags, you saw this pitiful display.
Do we have to take this? We have to take them alive, right? That was the stipulation.
You never said that. Never said we had to take them alive.
Yeah, but I don't think we can transport them dead and not have them.
Well, he gave us cages. I think it's assumed that we'll take them alive, right?
Yeah. There's no point in just killing them because we can't get them back before they, you know, goop up.
I wake up and put on my armor.
Putting on armor takes a very long time.
10 minutes, in fact.
Really?
You can.
It depends on the weight.
So hang on.
I have light armor.
So hang on. I can find it for you right now.
1 minute of light armor.
Yeah, but that's 6 rounds.
Yes.
But you can put it on half the armor, I believe.
Not in fifth edition.
Oh, really? They took that out?
Yeah.
That's fucking.
All right, that's fine. I don't have even with armor, my AC is bullshit, so it doesn't matter. I will. Yeah, I guess I'm gonna try to net one of these guys.
Yeah.
So you said it's just plus strength, right?
It's plus your proficiency, and then you have to roll twice because it's a disadvantage.
Right, okay. So my proficiency is 3.
Yeah. So it'd be your strength bonus plus proficiency bonus.
Oh, strength plus proficiency, sorry. So 0, because I'm a weakling. Plus 3.
Nice. So there's no point even.
Wow! How is that even possible?
What are those?
That's did you good. Net yourself?
No, Gags takes his net and he throws it into the woods and it goes away.
I caught a tree!
And you don't know where it's gone.
Good job.
Damn it.
I shamefully hang my head in a single tear.
Actually, Graham, do you mind if I action surge?
I'll go ahead and wait till next turn.
Okay, fair.
Durimbor, what do you want to do?
Durimbor, one of our party members is being eaten by dragonflies. We were told to capture flies. Dragonflies aren't on the menu, so...
I like the idea that you see us ignoring Grant.
Yeah, I just see you guys throwing nets at the horses and the flies. I'm like, he's being eaten.
And so, I was like, don't worry about him. Help us get these flies.
So
this is normal.
I draw my rapiers, and a strange hymn comes from my voice. I don't think any of you understand Elven, right?
Does it sound like Orcish?
Not even close.
Okay.
So, as a bonus action, I start casting Blade Song. For those who don't know, Blade Song gives me, I can add my int modifier to my AC. It gives me plus 10 movement speed, advantage on dex checks, and I can add my con mod to concentration checks. This is only effective if I'm not wearing medium armor, heavy armor, I use a shield, or if I attack with a weapon with two hands that I can dual wield, because that's different. Right. So I will cast Blade Song, so I start singing to myself, and I run up towards Grant, and I wish to make two attacks against the dragonflies.
Well, I mean, you'd need to use your bonus attack, right?
Right, so I will make the one attack. You are correct.
No, you're a fighter, right? Oh, you're not a fifth level fighter, though, so...
No. So, 21 for 5 damage, and level 6, Blade Singers get extra attack. So I will make my second attack. 24. Hit. 4, 7.
Okay. Yes.
And then my turn.
Dragonflies aren't particularly hardy, but that did not fail it yet.
I'm good. That's my actions.
The fly you attacked will retaliate against you, even in its... these flies don't have much in the way of strategy, so it will fight to the death, theoretically. Okay. So turn up and attack you. But a natural 1.
That's a miss.
The other two will go for Grant some more. They'll continue to feed. 13. 12 misses. The flies will... The horse flies, house flies. One of them will... Where'd Gags go?
I'm down here! I dropped the ship!
One of the house flies will come over and attempt to pick you up.
Okay.
So there's an opposed acrobatics or athletics, whichever is better for you.
Neither.
Yeah. Acrobatics is just. 16. Hey.
16, not enough. The housefly flies over, picks up Gags. He's very light, and begins to fly around the scene of the battle. It doesn't go anywhere, but it has now Gags is flailing in the air.
So I get an he's next to me, right? So I get an attack of opportunity as a reaction
okay.
from Sentinel.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I'm going to throw a net on both of them, Graham.
Take him with him. All right, I can see that.
All right, here we go. Net. Let's go.
This time, for real.
Hey, all right, I think that's pretty good.
You have netted both of them. Now they're both in the net.
Nice.
I look at Dirigible, and I'm like, this happens a lot.
Dirigible. I'm going to have to change my name, okay?
Didredo, help us.
I'm like, this happens a lot.
Unfortunately, because the horses don't have much ability to defend themselves, one of the horses perishes and bled out.
I'm going to have to get bigger horses.
We're going to need bigger horses. What do you
want to do? Whose turn is it?
Grant.
Mine. I'm assuming I didn't really have a chance to grab a net or anything, so...
I mean, you just have a net on your person. You know, it's part of your weapon inventory, yeah.
For just such an occasion.
Yeah.
Could I try and net one of these?
Yeah.
So, what...
Your strength attack with disadvantage.
Strength.
I mean, he did say flyers, guys. Specifically. So you just roll your strength bonus plus your proficiency and a d20, and you do it twice.
Okay.
So your proficiency should be 3 and whatever your strength modifier is.
Yep.
And now roll it again. There you go.
That's enough. You managed to net the dragonfly, which... what do you want? Do you want one of the ones you were fighting or the one that he was fighting?
I'll do one of the ones that I was fighting. Because Dirigible has been beating the crap out of that one. I'm assuming.
Gormung, what do you got?
I'm going to try and throw this fly that I've captured into a cage.
With Gags?
I mean, obviously, I would assist in his escaping of said net. But the idea is that I drag them both into a cage and then I take Gormung out of the cage or whatever.
Or Gags, rather.
Gags, yeah. Sorry. It's like...
It's I'm like going to have you... In order to extricate Gags without the fly getting out as well, I need you to make a sleight of hand check.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to fail that, regardless.
Hope you like flies!
Just keep them in there.
So what would be better here? Would it be better to... Just try and nail down the other fly I don't have a second net though, so that's the thing.
I'll say out of character, just throw me in a cage.
Yeah,
it's all gonna make a difference to the fight.
Okay, yeah. All right, yeah, I would drag them both to the cage, and then I would. The idea being that I would try and get my net back and have the thing in the cage, ideally.
Okay, you can do that, but once again, like if Gags gets out, the fly gets out.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Crap okay. The fly.
So you set the cage with Gags and the fly inside. Got it.
Cool. Yeah. And right. Am I able to action surge and then try and use get the other fly?
Yeah.
Sweet. I will do that. So it's probably going to be a 10. Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
Gags, what do you do?
So, I want to use my rapier to remove the wings of the fly that I'm in the cage with, so it can't get out of the cage when I leave the cage.
Okay. Make a... This is kind of a delicate procedure. I want you to make an attack roll, but with disadvantage.
Okay.
Because you're kind of trying to extricate the...
How's a fucking one do you, Graham? You stab it in the eye and it dies.
You actually end up giving it more wings. Somehow.
You cut the wings in half and then they become extra wings.
You get a hold of the wings, you go to slice, the rapier falls out of the cage onto the ground.
God damn it.
Alright, someone throw him oil. Flappy.
Alright, Durinbor.
Let's do some more dragonfly stabbing.
Alright.
First attack. 26.
Hits.
And then you get a bonus action?
Good.
Nice. Then my just normal second attack. There's still one more dragonfly, right? Just two more dragonflies.
I've netted one.
Yes.
The net one is probably going to bite on this turn, so the stab is not netted. 27.
Yes.
4-7. And then good. My bonus action for an offhand attack of
23. Yeah.
4-9.
Good.
So we're going to catch it. Wait, your offhand is the same as your normal hand?
I have the two wheel of the feet.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
All right, dies. Grant, the dragonfly you've netted is going to attempt to break out of its net.
Okay.
Okay. Do you make an opposed roll for that?
It is a DC 10 strength check.
Yeah.
Okay, so the fly makes a strength check. Okay. How about 9? Not enough.
Maha!
Let's see. The other fly is caught in the cage. It will take some attacks against Gags.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Using its proboscis.
Mm-hmm.
How about 16 hits?
Yeah.
7 points of piercing damage.
Awesome.
And I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
Okay, I can do that. Certainly.
Can you?
Why not? How about a 7?
Fair enough. And I believe there's one house fly left.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah,
I'm trying to net him. So,
wait, nothing happened to me for that constitution save?
Oh, you'll see.
You'll see.
God damn it.
He laid eggs on you.
You never make your constitution saves, mate.
The last house fly manages to kill the other horse.
No.
He wasn't attacking me?
Horses, right?
Okay. All right.
No, he was not attacking you.
Interesting.
He was attacking the meat.
So two house flies killed three horses.
Yes.
Okay.
Fuck
these flies, Sam.
Brent.
Yes.
What do you do? Got this dragonfly.
Drag it into a cage, bro.
Yeah, can I manage to get to a cage and chuck it in?
Yeah, sure.
I'd like to do that, I think.
All right, you can do that just fine.
And I'm also going to say, Dirigible, go get the other, go net the other fly.
Not my name.
It's fucking great.
It's close enough. Get the fly.
Right.
Gormung.
I'm going to fly. By the seat of my pants. Wee. An 11?
No, not enough.
Man, this fucking slippery-ass fucking fly, dude.
Yeah, if you're trying to swat a fly is hard. They got AC 13.
Yeah. We got the AC out of GM, boys. We know what we're dealing with now.
Anything else?
I can't help Gags, so...
Gags, what do you do?
Using my bare hands, I'm gonna rip the wings off this thing now. I rip my shirt open, like.
Could I have also thrown him some oil?
Sure.
Yeah.
Wrestling a fucking fly.
I rip my shirt off. I start oiling myself up, and I go to rip the wings off the fly.
All right, grapple.
You make
athletics. The fly can choose.
Athletics.
Okay. I choose.
13.
Oh.
Nice. One strength check, please, to rip.
Oh, fucking get a 1, please.
1d20 plus 3.
god.
All right, you managed to get some tear in there, but nothing catastrophic.
It's
yet.
Drooping. Right, it's drooping.
For my move action, I go, "See you later, sucker," and I remove the rest of my clothing and slip down through the cage.
All right.
Slide of body check. Let's go.
Yeah, go ahead, let's do sleight of hand. Why not?
Sleight of hand? Okay.
I mean, that's the one you use to get out of things, right? So
yeah, pretty much.
18.
Shoop. Durimbor.
Didgeridoo, your turn.
I'm changing my character's name. damn it. I want to shoot the wing off the other fly.
Okay.
I'm going to try that with my longbow. And now, because the longbow is a two-weapon attack, my blade song will end with this.
What?
It doesn't affect right now, but... So, longbow attack... oh, that's the wrong wing. 24.
What the fuck? You got a plus 8 on both these fucking things?
Are you specifically trying to hit the wings?
Yeah, specifically targeting the wing.
So that would be a disadvantage, enough. Wouldn't it? To aim?
Yeah, but 13 is good enough. So, yes, you have skewered the wings. You have cut holes in both of them. It does go through both of the wings.
You've made them unflatworthy.
Anything else?
I want to shoot. So I do have an extra attack. Can I shoot to like another arrow to pin it?
Yeah.
And nine.
No. Your bowstring goes snap.
Haven't used it in a while.
Wait, why is he rolling at a disadvantage? Oh, because he's tried to pin it. Okay. Yep.
Pin.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Okay, that fly will attempt to fly away in fight. It will do so in a very drunk fashion as its wings have holes in them now. But it will get about get about 30 feet away from the scene of the battle.
I should have got an attack of opportunity when it attacked the horse. God damn it, Dave, you dingus. Anyway.
Grant.
All you could have done is like punched it, right? Because you're using your nets.
Yeah. No, I can use the net.
Punch the fly.
I've put the dragonfly in a cage.
Yes.
And is Gormung still trying to net that other fly?
That fly is kind of floating away now.
He's trying to escape.
Would I be able to try and net him? Like, do I still have my net?
You can't throw a net 30 feet.
I don't think you can throw that far.
Yeah, okay. You can only throw it 15 feet. So,
I'm gonna get my bow out. I'm gonna be like, "This is how you fire a bow," and
I shot its wing.
I'm also gonna try and.
I shot a hair off its butt.
This guy, as opposed to,
that's fine.
You just have like a flat, it's just an arrow without an arrowhead, it's just a flat
Does that
stub.
Mean that my bowstring snaps too?
since you wanted to do something specific,
yeah.
I like the idea, just like, because I fire a bow, twang, and it's like, god damn it.
That's exactly what I did.
What? So you've learned.
I sort of look at everyone, I'm like basically naked, I stand up and just like, welcome to the party, I suppose.
I am naked.
What do I want to do? I mean, this fly is flying away, right? So
yeah,
I just sort of look at everyone. I'm just like, oh my god! And I just throw a firebolt at him. Okay. Oh yeah, boys. Nope. The bowstring breaks on my firebolt.
It just farts. It's just a thing of gas, like.
Like, I'm covered in, like, just gunk. I'm just like, I try to light a fire in my hand. I just can't do it. I'm just like,
Anything else?
I lay down in my bed. Go back to sleep.
Like, as my action, I like to sleep.
There's no more attacking creatures, right? He's flying away, so.
Yeah, so the battle's over. The fly has hobbled away. Gags, the bite you suffered, for which you failed the constitution check, begins to itch. And so you guys have one fly, one dragonfly?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. What happens next? Sleep?
Yeah. I mean, I set the alarm again first.
Obviously. I actually towel off gags before.
Oh, yes.
So is that what the oil
stop
was
enjoying
for?
It. Stop enjoying it.
Yes.
So the oil was for the gnome.
Yes.
The yeah. oil is always for the gnome.
Okay.
It's kind of a thing.
It's not much that it can't be solved by an old up gnome.
That pie doesn't look so good.
Got me out of the cage, didn't it?
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
I don't know if that's true.
I just like sit down. Let me take a look at this thing.
The giant fly bite in the middle of a swamp. Pretty sure he's going to get infected and he's going to die.
Graham, so this is me looking at the bite, by the way.
Yes, so flies and other vermin, they transmit disease. I mean, this will probably, if the fly was carrying something, it probably has it.
Can we burn
it yet until you see more symptoms?
Can we burn it out of him? Like hot pike it?
Same on fire, good plan.
I think we should wait for more symptoms before we bring fire into the game.
I'll let you try.
Do it now.
I'm only going to let him redo the constitution save.
All right.
So, I'm just like, hold him down. I'm just like, get like a stick out of the fire. I'm just like heating up this, like, this pike or whatever. I'm just like, or maybe I'm using like his knife, like his
spatula.
No, I'm using his rapier. Yeah. Like I'm hitting up the end of the rapier sort of thing. I'm just going to like, pick it in.
You want to hear the messed up part? So when I went to level 8, I put 2 points into my constitution to make it 3. And I said, nah, let me put that in charisma. And I took it back out.
That's right. Where you're fucked up.
Yeah. So constitution. God damn it.
Okay, you're not sure that did anything. if anything, you took a point of fire damage.
Ow!
I enjoyed it, though. That was great. You should try it again. Just
For no apparent reason, I need to poo again, so we'll have some flies coming very soon.
All right.
Can you get to the morning?
You continue your watches. The sun rises again.
You know what I do on my watch, Graham, as well? I cut up the horse meat. I butcher the horses that are dead.
Yeah, absolutely.
I cut out all the gross parts that we wouldn't eat now that the flies have taken bites out of them. But yeah, I'd butcher the horses.
Just cut around the bite marks. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yep. Same thing we did with gags.
Cut out the bite mark.
Yeah, and I would maybe even set up like fly traps with the
with the offal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, good idea.
Yeah.
Just around camp?
Yeah, just around camp. Because if they're gonna just come in because of like meat and poop, then there's no reason to go out into the swamp. So.
Yeah, certainly. Okay. Hours pass.
Right.
Oh,
Gags.
My rolls.
Gags, how are you feeling? Feeling any better?
Not really.
Yeah, have this horse stew jubilee that I made for you.
Gags, I want you to roll a D100.
Okay.
This is how many fly babies you make. Well, think about it like this. If he's just making fly babies, we could just sell him to the guy.
Hell yes!
We're gonna use this guy for a second.
Oh.
Wow, you've got a hardcover of that? That's awesome.
Of course. What do you think you're doing?
Hey, Grant, did you manage to, like, rest yourself at all throughout the night? And those things, the dragonflies kind of bit you a few times, right?
Yeah, but all I'm right. used to it.
Gags, roll 2d8.
You sure you don't want to roll some anti, recover some HP?
Oh,
that's what I was going for.
7.
Gags, you contract dysentery.
Welcome to the party.
Woo!
Brother.
I fist bump Grant.
Which out of perhaps boredom, perhaps nervousness, decides to rear its head now.
Awesome.
Great.
I shit my pants.
Yes. Indeed, yes.
Oh, God, what is that smell?
Wasn't me.
I can only imagine like a gnome shit is kind of like a small newborn baby shit that is just foul as fuck. Oh. And like oh. green.
It's very
me too, imagine that.
Oh god.
All right, and so the day passes without any flies, but you imagine if they're gonna come, they're gonna come back at night.
Yeah.
Gags, at the end of the day, make another constitution save.
All right, you saved yourself from dysentery.
You mean fail another constitution save? I can do that.
Shouldn't we, like, put up
fucking
some...
Fucking seven! God! All
right, it will continue. So during this time, though you save out of being diseased, well, is there a specific disease in the handbook?
I want at the end of this for Gags to be like diseased, lost arms and limbs and eyes and all this kind of thing. Like he's barely alive, but he's still alive.
I've been there before.
What's that? I think there's that character in Fable. They call him Lucky or no, Gammy, something like that. And he's like the only veteran of this whole platoon, because he just keeps living. He has no arms, he has one leg, half his face is like gone. And then this one is just has an eye patch, and he's like yes sir, 74 injuries and still serving.
All right, Gags, we're gonna call this the same as poisoned. You have disadvantage on everything.
Yay!
great. So night comes.
Graham, I'm just gonna say right now, since we rested for the whole day, I feel pretty comfortable leaving my armor on at night.
Okay. At the end of Gormung's watch, Hark? Is that something in the distance?
I wake everyone up with enough time for hopefully them to put on their armor.
Well, the end of Gormon's watch is the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, first thing in the morning, we're good. We're sitting not ready for our horse meat breakfast.
Yes, the horse parts are now have attracted several small flies as well.
As for Gags, he gets biscuits for his tummy.
Okay.
No. But they're really nice biscuits. Gormon's
such a nice guy.
Yeah. Aww. Freshly baked bread for you, Gormung. Gags.
Thank All right. you.
And
roll an eating check at disadvantage. You roll a one, you choke on the fucking bread.
And die.
But because you're so small, we just think you're coughing.
So coming out of the... I thought there was one of those in this book, but I guess not.
Regular fly statistics.
Coming out of the darkness are what appear to be three giant flies, and this time three giant wasps.
Oh, fuck everything.
Okay. With enormous, like, 4 foot long stingers, and these things are about twice as big as the flies.
Okay, well, I know what I'm going to be attacking tonight.
Yep, pull it out my bow.
Gormung is just the only one awake.
No, I would have woken everyone up at the sound of anything. So.
Let's say that for this time. Everybody, roll initiative.
All right, Dimitri, go. 20.
13.
23. Yes.
Hey, we got pretty good initiatives. Yeah.
Hey, Gags, don't you have to roll twice?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Not too much worse.
Would it be a possibility to have found that net that he threw away in the night? Or is that...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
We had a whole day, so yeah.
Grant, what do you want to do?
I'm going to...
So, 3 and 3.
I'll sing my song of stealth as my bonus action.
It sounds remarkably similar to the elven song of blades. So.
Yeah, it's close. But his is in English. Like, his is in English and mine is in elven, but they're the same beat and same cadence.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm going to take a shot at the one of the leading wasp, I guess.
Okay.
The one with the patch on his arm. The Nazi symbols.
The one with the hat.
14 hits.
The one with the officer gun.
So... 20.
Damage. Very good.
Be like, nice. That's how you shoot a bow!
You can't have too many restrungs left.
I'm gonna have to write down a whole load of like DI words to call dirigible.
It's fine. I'll change the name next game.
All right, Dimitri, it's your turn.
Dimitri, yes, dear Lord.
Yeah, I didn't restring my bow, but I have a crossbow, so this is fine.
All
crossbow.
Right.
I'm gonna say that we try to like line up our shots. So we're just like a
volley of two bows.
Yeah. Well, that's a
boing.
Oh my god, you're the worst archer ever.
Welcome to my world.
I'm just like checking behind me. Like,
yeah, I hear the distinct sound of another twang, and I'm just like, don't worry, we have plenty of horse hair left over from the dead horses.
I feel like at the end of this is just gonna be like a pile of broken bows behind him.
Yeah. I just like, I was always better with my blades.
You're fucking
pull up my rapiers and just wait.
You're basically two for two right now with these things. It's great. I love it.
Yeah. So I draw my rapiers and wait. I'm not gonna throw it at him.
Just sigh sadly.
Like,
Gormon, what do you do?
I'm going to walk up to the. Can I make it to the wasp?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to blooming blade. A booming blade.
Blooming the wasp. Blade. It's flowery.
With my first attack. Is 14 good enough?
Yeah.
So that's 21 damage, I believe it is now. Well, hang on, let me just double check because it's changed now. Sorry, let me just check. And my second attack. So it does 40 damage to this guy.
Dead.
All right.
In half.
And I take my action surge. And I booming blade the next wasp.
Okay.
For 20 and... 40 damage.
Dead. Just like you hold your blade up as the one flies through it.
Yeah. So basically, like, I like the idea that you know, our new guy is just like, I got this, twing, and then he watches me just go up and just go, just fucking like mince me.
It sounds like fucking thunder, right? Because it's the booming blade, it makes noise, so you're just like thunder cracking down.
Yeah.
Fucking cracking this thing in half.
Yeah.
Oh Jesus.
All right. The flies. So the three house flies will go for Gags.
Well, you smell like poo.
Yes, exactly. 15.
The one that got away was telling him about this easy mark that he laid eggs in last night.
He's like, man, I was with this gnome last night.
Oh, dude. So easy. He came into the cage, oiled up, and then I bit him. Oh.
Three piercing damage.
Three, okay.
They make a constitution saving throw. Oh,
double dysentery.
14?
No,
congratulations, seven. You have syphilis.
No?
Seven. Disadvantage.
Oh, you have disadvantage.
Oh, God.
You had a little bit of hope, and you forgot.
All right, next one. Next fly. 20 hits, I imagine.
Yeah.
Wait, where is he in relation to me?
Away from you.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you went up to the wasps and the flies did a classic flanky maneuver.
They're just like, fuck that guy. Let's go to the poopy butt.
Gags, four piercing damage.
Yep.
And another constitution saving throw.
You got this.
Eight?
I was lying.
All right, one more. Does nine hit you?
No.
Nine does not. Okay.
I like it. He's just like, at the end of the night, you're just like, you're just lumpy from all these worms inside of you. Just like,
bumps all over me. Just, oh, God, it itches.
Gags, what do you want to do?
Curl up into a ball and cry.
All right.
I light the fire within myself to burn the organs out of my anus. Yeah.
Okay, so I've got a cantrip called Poison Spray that I would like to use.
Okay.
Do you just pop one of the bites that he has?
Yeah. On the last wasp, right?
Okay.
It has a range of 10 feet. Is it 10 feet away from me?
No, because Gormung is so far away, he definitely is not 10 feet away.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, then I'm going to shoot at one of these goddamn flies. They have to make
gags next to
They have to make a constitution saving throw or take 1d12 damage.
All right. Constitution. 13.
Man, everyone else can do constitution saving throws aside.
It's just one of them. It's not right. An AoE.
Okay.
So
AoE cantrip would be pretty fucking good.
16. No, that they need a 19.
Why?
What? That seems really high.
Because isn't it my charisma? Wait.
It's no. Your spell. Your spellcasting ability modifier.
Yeah. Hang on, let me check. What are you playing? You're playing rogue? Are you playing
Bard?
Bard, okay.
It's charisma.
So right. Your
which
spell casting is
my charisma is 16.
So your spell DC is 16.
Right.
So
yeah, go fails. Do you see your spell page? Do you see your spell page?
What did I say, 19?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's 16.
Do you see your spell page, Brian?
Yeah.
Do you see, there's a box up the top that says spellcasting ability. If you click right. that, it'll tell you this DC and the attack spell bonus.
Yeah, spell save DC is 14 and spell attack bonus is 6, so that's 20, right?
No. The spell save DC is what you what they need to pass.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, 14, yeah.
Yeah.
All
right, so what did I say? 13? 13,
yeah.
So that fails.
All right, so 1d12... poison damage. Do I roll that or do you?
You. Of course.
Okay. Fucking 3.
There it is. Okay.
3 poison.
It's not 0. Grant.
Yes. So, are all the wasps down?
There's one more wasp.
One left.
Alright, I will sing a song of stealth.
Oh no, I'm right next to it, man. You don't have to stealth up.
Right.
Okay. And I will also shoot that damn thing. So hard. How hard? 23?
Yes.
And, wow. 33
damage.
33,
yeah.
Dead.
Boom, bitch!
Nice!
Nice.
How's that crossbow working for you, Dirigible?
It's on the ground.
In the poop.
Go get him, Dirk!
Durimbor, what do you do?
Durimbor, I'm going to go up to the flies, and I'm assuming they're like swarming around in gags. I just want to just like flat smack the flies.
Okay, is this some dual damage?
Yeah, because rapier doesn't do anything on the side. 27?
It's
4-7.
Okay.
Second attack, 25. 4-7.
We need to catch two of them, remember.
Theoretically unconscious.
Yeah. And then, yeah. it stops squirming. And then offhand on another fly for 13.
That does hit. Only just.
For 9.
Okay.
Right, so that's it. I'm just smacking flies.
Oh, wait. We can knock. Are you knocking them unconscious by doing non-lethal damage?
I'm not poking them, so yeah, it's fine.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize. I completely forgot we can do that. Okay. I would like to. So the other thing that you see me do is you see me, I basically just like, I don't know, like drop the axe on the ground and I walk up to you and then you see me like do the thing with my hand and a pole arm appears in my hand that I wasn't carrying with me at all. The pole arm was all the way back in the Adventurers Guild HQ. You might have seen it on the wall or something. and then I just like I start like I turn it around so the pole arm baton like I'm just like beating the shit out of these flies basically. So I'm just gonna use the bonus action to attack. It'll only attack twice because it's basically just it's 1d4 plus 5 instead of 1d10, so I'm just gonna use that to roll. 26 I guess hits for 8.
Okay, done.
And then 18 hits for 8, so 16 damage. This is non-lethal, okay. By the way, in case you're wondering.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm so just... only one left up for the fly's turn.
So what, we knocked out 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
So that last fly is going to attempt to escape.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
We should both have attacks opportunity, correct?
I do with my Sentinel, yeah. For
well,
sure.
It's, unless it takes a disengage action.
Even if it does, I still fucking get into it.
I was talking about myself.
It doesn't, I mean, I'm going to say flies don't have the wherewithal to disengage, so yeah.
All right, together then, we smack the thing. Well, missed.
I have an attack of opportunity too, right? Because it's on top of me.
Yeah.
10 slashing.
Again, non-lethal. 21.
Nice. That's enough.
For 8.
Mine was...
You guys have felled 3 more flies, so now you have a total of 4.
Woohoo!
Right. Good job. Hey, you didn't... I mean, did you get bit again?
He's just laying on the ground being like,
many times! I got bit so much!
You know the mummy when they have the skag beetles under the skin and it's like moving around and shit?
Yeah. It looks like that. I was like,
How you feeling, Gags?
Not good.
Just for reference, I need you to roll a D100.
Yeah. Right, so we only have...
Spin the wheel of horrific diseases.
Congratulations, you have syphilis.
Well, that's what this is.
11.
For those of us playing at home, if you happen to have a copy of the AD&D Dungeon Master's Guide, page 14.
Right up the front, just for your ease of access.
Awfully early place for it to be. I don't know why it's there.
It's like, we know what you're going to be doing.
Yeah, it's right after the editor's word. It's just like, okay, the next page is going to be the poison table because we know you're going to fuck the players with it. So it's right there.
It talks about rolling stats, how to pick a race, and then chance of contracting disease.
Is one of your players immortal?
All right, Gags, roll 2d8.
Yeah.
Here's the table break.
7.
What's he gonna get? What's he gonna get?
All right, fair enough. This has an incubation time, so we will probably see this next time.
Ooh,
yay!
You got bit another time, right? So I need 1 more d100 and 2 more d8s.
Okay.
Every pregnant.
They're all different diseases.
Barry the dysentery fly, and Barry and Gary the fucking.
And 14.
Oh, Jesus.
Incubation fly,
and this is Trevor the, what, syphilis fly.
All right, that is not good. Okay. So the first D8 is like, how does it come back or not? Like, is it chronic or is it acute? And the second D8 is like its severity.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Okay.
Glad I rolled good on those ones.
I would have rolled the diseases.
No, you don't. No.
You already have dysentery by fucking process of elimination.
So. Yeah. It's a fucking character trait.
You guys take your Dahlia flies, you walk, you hoof it back, now that you're sans horses.
Yeah.
Just for the sake of random encounters, Gormung, will you roll us 12d10?
Is there any way to, like, reduce this by, like, scouting?
Moving slower.
I mean, we're moving pretty slow with a guy who's been bitten and all that shit, so...
In the cart.
We just put him in a cage with one of the flies. See how many diseases he can get.
He'll turn into one eventually.
So go ahead and roll. If there's a random encounter, there will be a chance to spot it beforehand, and then you can act accordingly.
So what did you say? 2d100?
12.
2d12.
12d10.
Oh, 12d10. 69. That's only good.
So there are random encounters on a 1, okay? So all the way through the first day, you don't encounter anything. But it's at that point that one of Gags' afflictions rears itself. First of all, I need you to make a constitution saving throw for the dysentery.
Sure, sure, why not?
The dysentery heals, but the other effects start to rear their ugly head.
17. Hey.
Woo!
There he's gone.
Yay!
Just however, a few days of the poopies.
You get an earache.
Okay.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Well,
whatever that means, you're not sure yet.
My ear hurts.
I hope they have a nice church in this place. That
you know what? In fact, it's an entire sinus.
My ears hurt too.
All right. You guys must sleep unless you want to walk through the night. Do you want to do that?
Sure.
I'd like to get to a doctor.
All right.
I mean, so we'll sleep. Yeah.
You sleep?
I mean, we got we just keep going?
We got like 3 days of walking.
Yeah.
No, it's a day and a half.
Oh, never mind.
We've got like a day and a half of walking.
I think we can make it.
I mean, if you want to.
I'm not the doctor.
Well, I'm delirious. No. I need a doctor.
Probably, yeah.
Okay. So.
We should probably hurry up then.
Yeah, we should.
No. I'm cool with resting.
No.
Well, you can rest here. We'll keep going, yeah?
No.
Fine.
So you guys crest a hill, and in the on the horizon you do see Barth, the city. But at the same time, you hear something. What sounds like hunting wolves. You hear wolf howls in the distance.
Shit.
Hmm.
I do the following actions, Graham. Whatever horse meat I have left,
yeah.
I set up the hunting traps.
Okay. Nice. Survival checks.
4 of them.
If you're going to set up 4 traps, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so 8, 10, 11, and 12.
Okay, and then you keep going or you hide?
We keep going.
All right, good. You guys continue to walk. Thankfully, even though your traps were not particularly, they were placed hastily and without much finesse, it would appear to have done the trick, because no wolves come to hunt you this night.
Perfect.
Okay. You guys make it to Barth's gates. The guards out at front ask you, Gags, are you showing any kind of bizarre symptoms? Are you like moaning? Are you like laying down at the back of the car like you have a plague?
I'm kind of like limping in, you know. All I have is like, you know, like
I'm post coitus.
This.
Maybe I'm a little swollen in the cheeks, but you know, right. I buck it up.
We have like a sigil or papers or something, right? For being the adventurer's guild. Yeah. Yeah.
Just in the guards' main job, not only to keep out the riffraff, but to make sure that if there's people that are sick, they don't come in the city.
Yeah.
That's fair. And that would supersede any papers you have.
No, that's
just a cold.
Fair. That's fair.
It's fine.
But they, since you're not like moaning in pain, like it's not the plague or something.
Yeah, suck it up, you know.
And then you're okay. You're let back in. You got the fly. They're not. When you show them the papers, they're not particularly perturbed by the sight of 4 giant flies in cages.
Mm-hmm.
That are alive. What do you do with the flies?
Well, we take them back to the Adventurers Guild.
Okay.
We don't know where this guy lives or whatever, right? So, I mean.
Yeah. I would say that when he originally asked for it, he would tell you where he lives, and he'd ask him to be delivered if you don't mind.
Sure, no, we can do that. That's not a problem. Right. So, I mean, I would drop off, you know, maybe anyone who doesn't want to come, and maybe just drag them myself.
Yeah, can I go to the doctor? Is there a doctor? Yeah.
Sure, okay. You can find some doctor.
I'll take him.
Yay!
Right.
All right, so Gormung and Durimbor, they go up to the Rich District. They are able to flash their papers through the main, through the Rich Gate, past the two twin burly women, and make your way up to a very fine house, like a very rich house in the Rich District. And you go and you knock on the door, and nobody answers at first. It takes about 20 seconds before the hunchbacked old man enters the door, and he says, "Ah, yes, you returned quicker than expected."
do our jobs well.
Yes, here, come in, have a drink.
I love a drink. Where do you want the flies? Just bring them aside, or
I'll take them.
Right.
All right, and he takes them, he wheels them into a back room. The back door opens, you hear what sound like croaking frogs and like other swamp related noises. He looks inside, he shuts the door, he leaves the flies nearby. He comes back, he pours some what is y'all's passive perception?
My passive is 16.
I'm 17.
15 and 17?
Mm-hmm. 16 and 17.
16 and 17?
Yeah.
You guys noticed that he slipped something into one of the drinks.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not...
I take the drink with the...
Here, brandy for the brave heroes.
I take the drink with the whatever he slipped into it. And I just... I look at him and I'm just like... I put my finger in it. And maybe I'm like, what type of glass is it, Graham?
Like a whiskey glass.
All right, so I take it and I just sort of I crush it in my hand. I was like, oh, sometimes I don't know my own strength.
It's true, he does it all the time.
Oh my.
You want some of mine?
No, it's okay. I'm just going to pick the glass pieces out of my hand.
You good?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right. We didn't receive our payment ahead of time, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
So
you guys leave? I mean, he appears unperturbed by whatever transpired. He sees.
Before we leave, I'm just kind of like, that swamp was quite dangerous. I'm going to make a report on what is actually in there, so it might increase the cost of next time if you want something taken from there.
Yes, as I imagine.
Yes, we had a companion fall ill due to numerous bites of creatures.
Oh, in that how many place. Flies exactly were there?
You have all of them that we spotted, so.
Ah, good.
But there Very were good. Other creatures around the same size that made up.
They seem awfully hardy.
Yes.
Quite scrumptious.
Not sure about that. Right, if that'll be all, we'll be taking our leave.
Yes, please. Well, please come back if you care for some more brandy.
Yes. So, door closed behind us. Like, so you saw that, right?
Of course.
Yeah, I don't know what's with this old man.
Dear Mor, I need to make a constitution saving throw.
All right.
You guys did not notice that he slipped something into the other glass as well.
19?
19, you're fine.
Congratulations, you have dysentery.
Yay!
Oh, actually, as a matter of fact, no.
Your digestive tract is reversed. You now poop out of your mouth.
No, 19 is one. Okay, you guys are able to make your way back to the Adventuring Guild. You guys are able to get a poor district appraisal of Gags's condition.
He's sick.
Fucked.
Doctor wants to bleed his brain.
What? Okay. Sure. Is that extra?
There's gonna be too much pressure building up in his skull and his brain will explode.
Definitely. Sounds legit.
They're gonna hold him down and they're gonna drain your drain blood out of your head.
I'll help hold him down.
Oh god.
Alright, you guys make your way back to the Adventuring Guild, nobody's there.
Hey, back yet?
Gags, you and Grant walk in, a huge comical bandage on your...
I like the idea, head. It's like, no one's back, it's like, yeah, I mean, if he went to a doctor, he would probably be getting his brain bled right now, so...
Why would they do that? That really wouldn't help him, would it? Mm. I mean, you guys have money, couldn't you afford a good doctor?
probably.
I mean he's immortal. He doesn't need a good doctor.
But Gags, you and Grant wander in no better than when you went in the first time. In fact, now you have a hole in your skull.
I feel better. It works on me.
Why do you look happy, but he looks so...
Gags, you're having trouble seeing now and hearing.
What?
I said, why do you look worse than last time?
What?
Why does he look worse than last time?
He went to a doctor.
And see, that's probably what we'll fade.
Duh.
All right. He went to a doctor. Cool. So yeah, let's talk about XP. What are we dealing with there? Fuck those flyers, man.
Oh, yeah.
Galaxy Immortal, man. He's living up to his fucking name.
Maybe.
Maybe. We'll have to see. I mean, what's immortality without a little bit of disease?
Yeah.
Fly's gonna burst out of my chest and I just die on a table.
Got a chest burster maggot.
Yeah.
So you guys are both tech. The flies aren't worth that much, obviously. But I'm gonna give you guys each 1900.
Okay. How much does Gags get for defeating his internal monsters?
That's where the extra 1,000 comes from.
Yay! So I'm just under 40,000 now. That's nice.
I'm at 41.
I wish I was level 8. I just had to go die for my friends. That's all.
Quiet, dirigible.
I'm changing my name.
7,000 more experience points and level 9 is within my grasp. Alright, cool. Let's do some shoutouts. Motherfucker number 1, Mr. Sheepdew Gaming. What up, sir?
Yo! I think that's right. Hey guys, I'm Sheepdog. You can find me on YouTube, Sheepdog Gaming. Play lots of games, release lots of videos. I've recently been... I actually got an influx of a whole load of games. Like, devs sent me some games. I have a game called Dominatrix? It's like a gladiator management game. Like, oh, it looks cool. Kind of indie style.
Mm-hmm.
Where the hell is it? Yeah. It's kind of like... You run a gladiator school or gladiator, you know, like a company who runs gladiators. It looks quite cool. I haven't played it yet. And I got a really interesting one called Project Remedium, which is you are a little robot thing inside someone's body, like fighting off infection and diseases. It seems kind of...
How fitting.
Oh, yeah. It seems kind of like maybe what's the one where you crash land on the water on the alien planet?
Oh, you mean Dirigible?
Dirigible. it's like Subnautica, I think, a little bit, like that style of game, except for in a human body.
Oh, neat!
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Or inside a gnome body.
Or inside a gnome body, and of course, Battle Brothers, which I mean,
Battle Brothers is fun.
Super fun.
Fun, yeah.
Have you run into any orcs yet?
No, I got fucked up by vampires.
Oh, you went? Where the hell did you go?
Nowhere. I was helping a cart move around, and vampires came out of nowhere, and they just fucked me up like super hardcore.
Yeah, don't fight vampires.
Yeah. Anyway, motherfucker number 2, Mr. Dirigible himself. Dirigidooing all over his dirigery, don't he?
Name pending.
Yeah, Floof Knight. What up, sir? How you doing?
Hello, everyone. I'm twitch.tv/FloofKnight. I did the Dark Souls 3. I actually did a New Game Plus run. Did Ring City DLC.
How is that?
Damn good.
Damn good?
Damn good. There is... I'm trying not to spoil. There's two specific new mobs, not even bosses, they're mobs that killed me more than any bosses did.
Fucking great.
And the issue was, I was unaware of how to beat it at the time.
Okay, say no more.
Yeah, but the bosses, fucking excellent. A lot of fun. I gotta say, one of them, favorite fight ever. It beat Fenrir in Dark Souls 1 for my favorite fight.
Wow.
Because the model of the boss, really cool. Mechanics of the boss, even cooler.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, difficulty, solid. Solid on the boss. I felt that when I was playing well, the fight was sufficient. When I was doing bad, I got shredded. But yeah, I highly recommend to see. This DLC is, it's unlike the other ones, you know, they're balanced out whenever you get to them. This one is right at the end game. So it's leveled up for high soul character.
Fucking great. Perfect.
It's good. If you're into Dark Souls at all, I highly recommend it. But other than that, I will be starting my Mass Effect Andromeda single player story playing tomorrow.
Nice.
Yeah, other than that, been doing some WoW 7.2 patch stuff. Boring stuff. then yeah, after that I got Kingdom Hearts. So if any of that sounds good for you guys, come on by, drop me a follow, and hang out.
And motherfucker number three, Mr. Brian, aka Gags the Immortal. How you doing, sir?
What's up? I'm good, I'm sick.
Yes, you are. Don't worry, you'll get better. You're immortal. You can't die.
Right.
You're fine.
No, I'm good. I've been considering possibly. I've dabbled briefly in streaming some gameplay. I'm considering making Persona 5 my first official stream.
Fuck yeah, dude! I'll be right alongside you, man. Don't worry about that.
So my Twitch name is the. Whatever the hell it is.
Sputnik?
Yeah. I think 71.
Just talk.
Yep. Sputnik 71. There it is. Yep. So that's my Twitch name. So I'll send out a tweet or something when that occurs. Because it comes out, what, next week?
This Sunday.
Sunday?
This Sunday you can preload.
Yeah.
It comes out the
4th
on Tuesday, right?
It comes out on Tuesday, I believe.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So I figure I'll give that a shot, and we'll see what happens. Why not?
Sweet. And last but not least, we have our GM for the session, Graham. You did remarkably well for not really knowing what we wanted to do at the start. So kudos on that.
No planning.
Yeah. Yeah, but. What do you think? Do you reckon you have a good idea of where this is going now? Or?
Well, we can do this. We can do miscellaneous jobs every session.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do other things like on YouTube. So on the channel that I made, Always Be Making, three words. I'm gonna finish this. This is a scroll case with a Minotaur emblem. So my spell scroll tube, I'm still trying to make every magic item in the Dungeon Master's Guide scroll tube number 2, that'll be done on Saturday. And then on the Graham Complete channel, I think I'm gonna start doing some smaller, like 2-3 minute videos, like daily kind of thing, because I just like get too worked up on overproducing stuff.
Yeah, you should just, like, one of the things I learned was, at least when you get started, it's worth just, you know, finding a player base or a content or an audience base and just sort of going from there, but...
Yeah. And I also registered the Twitch name, Always Be Making, one word.
Yeah, you were surprised when I fucking nailed who you were.
We knew it was you right away.
Yeah.
I knew you would, but I was just joking. But I didn't know that Twitch had its creative banner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can definitely just, like, if you wanted to, just do a thing, a stream of you fucking making your videos and stuff. Like, that's something.
Yeah, exactly. Totally, and I actually bought I recently got into like buying old Legos, and so this was sealed when I bought it. So they have like a brick building, like sub.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
For building Legos, so I may try to like test stream building this Star Wars A-Wing. Just for fun, because I like doing that kind of thing, but like recording that seems boring. So yeah, maybe if somebody to talk to and chat or something would be interesting.
Plus, you can always just, you know, send out the recording from Twitch directly to YouTube, like what I do. So
yeah, that's probably what I'll do. I'm still working things out.
Anyways, guys, that's pretty much it. Thank you very much for watching. Hope you enjoyed tonight's episode. If you did, make sure you hit the follow button here on the live stream, subscribe over on the YouTube for the archives, or head on over to the SoundCloud for the podcast. We actually have a schedule here which will tell you all about the 6 active Die Party games that we do a week. As mentioned earlier, we're going to be focusing a lot on Persona 5 when that drops, so in between the Die Party stuff, we're going to be doing a lot of that to get your anime fix and all that sort of shit. Yeah, Board Games with Bitter Bros on Wednesday. We're going to be starting a new show called Talking Shit Show, the Talking Shit Show, pretty soon, which is just a bunch of random, offbeat news topics that we're going to be discussing, to give you a little inspiration as to sort of the stuff that we'll be going over. One of the things that was just mentioned in the Talking Shit Show chat that we have was Fayetteville man was arrested for stealing and selling more than 3,000 tons of dirt from a woman's property. So, like, you know, shit like that. We're gonna find like the weirdest fucking news and just fucking talk about it. It's
65 years old.
65 years old, yeah. It's gonna be good. Like, this is the sort of shit that I love the most about the internet. We're gonna be talking about Florida Man. Florida Man is like my favorite superhero to ever exist. So basically, if you don't know what Florida Man means, it means whenever the police or a news report on a person they can't identify, they say a Florida man was recently caught stealing panties from a Target store. You know, shit like that. And yeah, so that's pretty much it, guys. Thank you very much for watching. And remember, don't shit yourself around horseflies, I guess. We outie. Good night.